Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. First day of practice for Ohio State's football team getting ready for the 2026 season. Linebacker Peyton Pierce says he's ready to take a lead on defense.
I love it. I like being in control. I've waited my turn for this, and I think I'm ready for it. I'm super excited. The coaches have done a great job of putting in good play calls for us and building the defense, so I'm just ready to go out there, get everyone lined up, and go out there and ball out.
Baseball, it's the Guardians trailing the New York Mets 6-5 in the sixth inning. Cincinnati Reds a 6-3 lead over the Athletics in the eighth, and the Clippers continue their series at Syracuse tonight. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. You know, happy camping.
You know what today is, don't you?
I do. Too hot.
Too hot Thursday. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Tress is doing good. He knows. He's not even the coach anymore, but he still feels it in his plums when camp opens up.
Down there with a bluish hue. Tress has got to be smiling somewhere, just thinking about the guys, thinking about what that was like to put the whistle on, trot out there for your first official practice when you're getting ready for a new season. People in Columbus are hyped up, and I'm happy for everybody that's as excited about Buckeye football season as we are.
Do you think, in all their years of marriage, Tress has ever put the sweater vest on?
No.
During lovemaking?
No. I think maybe.
What about the whistle?
No, hold on. No. Here's what he's probably done. You know how when you're just kind of in that playful mood and you haven't really like gone to the bed yet, but you're kind of, you had some laughter. Maybe you were having a nice time watching something on TV, shared a nice kiss, something like that. Then things were going to transition to the room.
Ellen's in the room. And
Jimmy!
Maybe she was there and he, you know, had to brush his teeth and popped out of the bathroom and just stood at the doorway and just kind of put his hand on his hip and was wearing the sweater vest. And then he just kind of snuck out of it, just kind of ripped off the sweater vest and kind of like twirled it and
sometimes
flung it across the
I
room.
I keep the headphones
something
on.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
are they wireless
yeah,
though?
Wireless.
You got like the Beats,
and then I come in. I say, "Common Man here for sex." it's Too Hot Thursday. Teddy dazzles us with audio around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg coming up at 3:30, and then our friend. He was out there this morning. He'll be out there tomorrow morning. Tyvis Powell. He will join us coming up at 4:30. You will hear from Ryan Day today. We have no shortage of audio. We have all of that coming up. Where do I want to start? Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
You just have a look on your face. I don't like it. It's throwing me off.
Maybe I'm in a good mood. I don't know.
Got the Hall of Fame game tonight, too.
That's right. You got two dynamic quarterbacks duking it out.
We do.
Tiny hands, Kenny Pickett. And Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Beck's hybrid. Yep.
I don't like either of them.
you don't?
Nope.
Oh, it's going to be the start of a long journey for one of those two guys,
like,
or none of them.
I like the fact that football's back on my TV tonight.
Every single week now, you're going to have some football to watch.
There will not be a week.
Until we have the breakup.
Until March.
Yeah, until March, really. Yeah, until middle of February. Super Bowl, right? What's after the Super Bowl? Nothing, right? It's the first week of February.
Here comes Teddy.
UFL.
UFL's in February?
It's actually, I think it's like early March. So
really?
You have to wait a few.
How long does that go? Into the dead of summer?
That's what, like 2 months?
2 months?
And for a big fan, you don't really know a ton really about it.
Doesn't know what the hell he's talking about,
well,
does
sometimes
he?
Sometimes it changes, you know.
How are the Aviators looking? How's their off season?
They actually lost a lot of guys to the NFL, so hopefully we'll get some of those guys back.
Lost a lot of guys to the NFL? You mean they went to camp?
Well, there, that's the NFL, yes.
I'll tell you who they didn't lose to the NFL. Their quarterback.
Which is?
I don't know. Whoever the hell his name is.
Tommy Smith?
He sucked. My God.
You know what's great about having football?
Because I flipped it on a little bit.
Sure.
You know what's good about football being on, too?
No.
I can lie to my wife that I have to watch the football.
Yeah, but do you even want to watch all of the Hall of Fame game?
No.
We're not really watching all. We love the Hall of Fame game. If I had tickets, I might go someday. I've never been up there, but I would do it.
It's not even about that. It's about keeping her stuff off the TV. Because right now, when we sit down for the evening, she'll be like, can I watch Dallas Cowboys show? And I'll be like, all right. And I'll half pay attention to it, and I'll get my iPad out and scroll and buy stuff on Instagram that I don't need.
Are they still like a Nazi boot camp on that show?
Yeah.
Are they like drawn on the fat with the magic marker?
Well, they don't go that far. But
you are a Fatty McGee. You got to get out of here, sister.
But like last night, she put on this documentary, and I'm watching it. It's called The Crash, by the way. It's on Netflix.
Mackenzie Shirilla thing?
Let me tell you something. It takes place in Strongsville.
Yeah, Strongsville, right here in Ohio.
If you just want to throw things at your screen, if you are about to become a parent or you are the parent of a young child, I want you to watch The Crash on Netflix because it is the perfect example right there on your screen of how to not parent. These parents are the worst people ever.
Well,
ever.
At least that's good to know because I don't know a lot of the background or the deterioration of this person or the why, other than that they thought initially. So this was like a car that was going really fast. I mean, shockingly fast.
They said
100 miles per hour.
The teenage girl, she was 17, she intentionally drove the car into a building.
Right.
And it wound up killing her live-in boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But not her. No, not her.
She wasn't perfectly fine.
She had some injuries and she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, but the fact that she's not a quadriplegic, though, is ridiculous. 100 miles an hour into a brick wall, you're the one driving. The other people in the car are dead. And she's, I mean, what did she get tried for? Murder, right? I mean, she convicted?
Yeah, she's serving. Yeah,
she's convicted.
Prison time.
She's in prison.
Yeah. She seems to be thriving, too.
Thriving
well,
in prison?
Here's what
like
I
really
do.
Pounding out those license plates well?
Because
do you get enjoyment out of that?
I don't think they still pound out license plates.
Well, they should.
Yes, even if
there's no purpose for it, you should.
But every time I'm done watching one of these shows, I have to look them up on Google to see what's going on. And so I look her up, and there's stories about like what's going on with her in prison. And apparently she's very popular with the ladies. Had a lot of lesbian love in prison.
It writes about that?
Apparently she's been written up many times, lots of conduct violations
for
walking around
sexy time when you're,
well
not,
there,
that's not allowed.
There's that, there's, you know, disrespect to the guards, there's breaking rules, contraband,
she just doesn't care,
all sorts of stuff, you know. And I
she's
guess
in for the long haul. She doesn't care. I guess
she's eligible for parole in 15 years.
Why?
It was 15 to life is what they gave
15
her.
15 to life?
Yeah.
For driving your car 100 miles an hour into a brick wall and killing everyone in the vehicle,
Timmy,
except yourself?
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either.
Okay? But she's having wonderful lesbian love in prison, and she'll be eligible for parole in 15 years.
See,
and her parents are the worst parents in the history of the world.
Here's the thing that we don't want to admit, but we just should. The murder type of shows and documentaries that they're throwing in our face right now, they're working for a reason. They suck you in, don't they? You're Googling about it. It's got your noodle going. There's something.
I don't like. No, I don't want to watch it.
It's
Kristen
some,
makes me
some
watch
of us,
this crap.
It's not like the I'm a sick bastard. I got to watch this. Like I talked about the Idaho murder documentary. Obviously, that starts off with one of like the saddest things you could ever conjure up. But to me, it's the police work that starts right after that happens. It's, you know,
it's all very fascinating.
It's what those human beings that are investigating that. It was like the first cop back to that show that I watched, because I hadn't seen this one yet, the one that you're talking about. In the Idaho one, like, they have the body cam footage. They're getting all that, the video and the audio. The guy goes into the house, and out of respect, you know, they're blurring things out. But it's just the cop that opens the door. He just drops, like, the most depressing F word you've ever heard. And you can just sort of feel it on. I'm like, yo, boy, right? Call the chief. We got a bad situation. Like, one we've never dealt with in this town ever before. And then it just starts getting interesting. Obviously, the family that dealt with it, they probably, hopefully they're informed that a show like that's coming out. But it's the investigation work that, you know, connecting all those dots and finding out how they catch the person is what you watch for.
By the way, I'm told that the murdery teenage girl who drove the car into the wall, she's incarcerated in Marysville. So we can go.
Oh, really?
We can go take a little ride over there.
Is that like the.
For a visit?
Is that the hardcore prison in our state right
that's,
now?
That's where she is?
We didn't keep it that's the up woman's, around Mansfield, up around the old Shawshank?
Maybe for the women, they're in Marysville.
Man. Yeah, maybe that's a woman's only correctional facility.
I hope her parents are driving down to visit her right now and just happen to be flipping around the radio stations and they hear me talking about how they're the worst people in the world, because you are.
You know, we
terrible people.
We drove by the Mansfield prison, whatever the one is clearly in use right now. I don't know what that's called, but when we came back from Cedar Point, we were connecting on I-71. I don't know what route we were on, but went right through there. I thought I had the pretty good joke because Jack and his buddy were back there, and there was basically no conversation the entire car ride because they're doing their thing. And just very nonchalantly as we were driving by, I said, hey, Jack, Alex, take a look to the left out there at your window there. I said, that's where you two are going to wind
up. That's every dad in the world.
I know.
When you drive past something like that. Every dad in the world says it.
That's exactly why I said it.
What, did you get a reaction?
No.
No, of course not.
No. Even that. I'm like, come on. Buckeyes
lead the nation in a pretty important category. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 20-minute slowdown due to a disabled vehicle that's in the right lane on westbound 70 on the west side at Hilliard-Rome Road. It's going to be stop and go from Wilson Road, and we've got a crash causing delay on westbound 670 at 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics, then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
With Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll talk some girls junior golf with Denise Vermillion, plus Dave Shedlosky of Golf Digest on this week's regular season tour finale.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies for your Thursday, but it's going to be warm out there, similar to what we felt yesterday, with highs right around 90 degrees and increased humidity to get you through the rest of your Thursday. Come tonight, we do have a chance of seeing some isolated showers late in the evening into your Friday morning, when most of that heavier rain is going to come in overnight tonight. I'm your 10 Weather Impact meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Back out at OSU training camp tomorrow morning, bright and early. T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 o'clock. They're going to talk to Ross Bjork at 7:30. Bishop and Friends also live out at Buckeye training camp. Ross Bjork will join them as well.
Oh, he's going to do 9:30. He's doing sort of like the Fan car wash.
And at 7:45 on Morning Juice, live on YouTube.
Let me guess.
They're going to talk to Ross Bjork.
Oh, wow.
You think Ross will come on this show?
No, we're not actually going to have Bjork on the show.
Bjork on the show?
Yeah. Yeah. I hate it when you do that. It's my least favorite thing that you do.
Welcome to Iceland.
I'd rather have Wolfgang do the entire show than you do that.
Oh, hello, Timothy. Don't tempt me. I'll do this for three whole hours.
I think that'd be a stretch.
Buckeyes opened up camp today, and they lead the nation, Timmy, in a pretty important category.
Let me detail just one guy in particular as we walk down that road. What do you feel about Carson Hinsman, our center, coming into this 2026 season?
How do I feel about him?
Pretty comfortable, right?
Pretty comfortable with the entire offensive line coming into the season.
As you should. I'll have the numbers here to back that up. Hinsman himself he's 5 years into this. He was pretty much your starter in 2023. Seth McLaughlin was here in 2024. Then he got hurt. So Hinsman, there was maybe some situation where he spoke too loudly on a podcast and maybe wasn't in the favors of the coaching staff, but that all got sorted out. If that was even a thing in the first place, who cares? And then last year, he started all 14 games, full-time anchor at the center position. And if you look across the board at this offensive line for Ohio State, they have the most O-line continuity in the entire Power Four. So for all the teams that matter the most in college football, you should feel the most comfortable about the Buckeyes with that O-line. In percentage, these are guys that have returned that played at least 100 snaps last year. So those are the qualified players, right? Ohio State ranks first with their continuity with almost 86% coming back. Virginia Tech is second with a little over 80%, Stanford third, over 78%, USC fourth, 78%, and Tennessee rounding out the top five at a little over 77%. And I'm not even too worried about Virginia Tech or Stanford as things go just on where college football is. James Franklin, I know, taking over at VT, but that's pretty good for Ohio State. When you look at everybody that's returning and then some of the battles that are up for grabs, Ian Moore could be one of those guys that takes over at tackle. Philip Daniels, though, he is back too and fighting, and he's got experience. And then you feel really good about, you know, Luke Montgomery as well on that offensive line.
No, we've had plenty of years and quite a few recently where we didn't know what we were going to get from the offensive line.
Absolutely.
But I'd be shocked if that's not one of the most consistent units on this team this year.
And on one side, you're asking for a guy like Julian Sain to take steps as a quarterback that can play better under duress.
Right.
When you do have those opportunities.
Veteran line in front of him.
Right, right. And, you know, there should be fewer times when you're going to be under that type of duress because of the skills and the talents up front. But football is football. You're eventually going to have some slumps, and you're going to have some individuals that, you know, have a down tick in play for a game or two, especially against greater competition, and you'll expect certain things. So the Outland Trophy, you got Luke Montgomery, Carson Hinsman, and Austin Sarreveld. Sarreveld's the other guy that comes back with major experience. So those guys are on that list. And Hinsman is on the Remington Award watch list. And we always say that, you know, the Buckeyes are this you know, wide receiver you, linebacker you, all that. But Remington Awards, who do you think has the most ever?
Well, the way you're saying it, I'm going to say Ohio State.
Buckeyes with four. And Seth McLaughlin won the Remington, basically playing, not getting to play down the stretch in 2024. Billy Price won that in 2017. Pat Elflein won that the year before. So back-to-backs in 2016. And LeCharles Bentley back in 2001. So they lead the way with four. Bama, Michigan, and Iowa, they've got three apiece.
Nick Mangold, never
yeah, and think about that Nick Mangold.
Late, great Nick
right.
Mangold.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, you think about just guys that didn't win that award
right.
And how solid
now,
that play has been.
Can I tell you something? Centers
have been
hung up
here.
With, what is your program known for? Are you known for wide receivers? Are you known for linebackers? The reality is, when you're a program like Ohio State, you've been consistently good for so long. Depending on the era, the 5 to 10 year swing, you're going to be known for different things. We are in the era right now of the wide receiver.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what you get at a place like Ohio State, is they're going to throw their weight around at virtually every position. Because if you want to be the most dominant program that there ever was, chances are you're going to be good all over the place on the football field.
In a couple years, we were talking about the recruiting success that Larry Johnson's had the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a return back to when the Boses were showing up.
Yeah.
Right? And Chase Young was showing up. And these guys just seemed to, you know, show up right out of high school fully developed.
Right.
Grown men, physical species.
Chase Young is an 18-year-old. People still remember, you know, when photos were circulating of him and the NFL scouts. It might have been a pro day or something, and it was just in spring ball, and he'd barely gotten on campus, and pro scouts are wondering, like, who's this guy? Is this guy draftable? It's like, no, he hadn't even played a down yet. He's got 3 years to go, and then he'll likely be a top two or three pick, and he was.
Timmy, Arrowhead in Kansas City, where the Chiefs play, is going to be known as Arrowhead again.
Oh, you mean they're dropping a
Yeehaw, G-E-H-A. I don't know how you say it. They're still going to be a sponsor with the team, but they're going to take the name off of the stadium, and they're going to go back to just Arrowhead. And I like how I'm reading the press release, and they talk about tradition a lot and how that name means a lot. They're going to take the name off, the corporate name, and go back to Arrowhead. Yeah, that means a lot. And then you're going to, knock that place down.
And just build a dome.
Build a dome.
In Kansas. Yeah.
Let's talk about tradition, though, shall we?
Right. Well, at least we can still call it Kansas City, right? It's Kansas City, Kansas, where they're going. They're just switching state lines, which still is a thing. I mean, that definitely still will be a thing for people that live on the Missouri side and they lose their Chiefs. It's a long way to go to get to the other side of the city, but I'm sure that the deal just ended. They had no chance.
It didn't.
They took less money to get that off of there?
It was supposed to go through 2031.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if Geehaw went to them and said, you know what, we can't swing the big naming rights payment, but we'd still like
plan?
To be involved
in
some way.
Or was it the Chiefs that started that? Because I'm sure it probably
was. The Chiefs aren't going to turn down money.
Yeah, it was probably the other way, where the company was like, yeah, that's a little expensive for us for those naming rights. So how about a spot on the field?
A reminder, tonight, live on YouTube, 8 o'clock, I'm going to be doing a basement show. Common Man's Basement is the name of the show because I'm in the basement talking to you, and my daughter will be there too tonight. She's very excited to talk to you. She wants to tell you about her summer. I was driving her to camp this morning, and she said, Daddy, it's the best summer ever!
I said, a good summer? That's good.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Summertime, when you're 9 years old, special.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? That's the age range where, you know, you're a little girl still, you're a little kid, but you can still do some big kid things.
Mm-hmm.
You have more responsibility. You can, you know, run around, go to the neighbor's houses. I don't necessarily have to be attached to your hip the entire time.
There's special years. There's special years for her. I'm glad she's having a good one. There's special years for you guys as mom and dad, and you're kind of... She's at that age where she's still cute, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Kids are still cute when they're, you know, 8, 9. Then once they start going, you know, that 13, 14, 15.
You saying my daughter's going to get ugly?
Then they start becoming a-holes.
Teddy?
not ugly.
Did you just call my daughter ugly?
I'm not talking about physical, like, and not like they won't still be attractive young people and grow into their own. They'll become.
Say my 9-year-old's attractive now? That's what I heard.
Sound like you were saying it.
Teddy, I don't know what the hell's going on with this guy over here.
I don't know either. Yeah, I'd watch it. Yeah.
I did walk past Greg Oden when I walked in the door today. He was outside watching the door.
How's he doing?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Doing good. He was sitting on his motorcycle, all 5'10" of them.
He's probably got a pretty pretty sweet motorcycle after the career that he had.
Mm-hmm.
I figured him a little tall to be riding a chopper.
It's almost like he's not Greg Oden at all.
You know what?
Just some random black guy with a beard that you thought was Greg Oden.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You.
Sometimes you just get excited. You think you see one of your idols. You jump the gun a little bit.
Who's that, Cal Ripken over there? No, it's just Steve Wilkos.
Well, that's perfectly acceptable.
That is.
Now, if it was just Beamer, you know, then there's another thing.
Around the Big Ten with our guy, Adam Rittenberg. Buckeye camp starts up today. We are knee-deep in football. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Roberts Road and I-70. And there's a five-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, good to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
So we have the start of Buckeye Camp today. We also had the coaches poll come out this week. Now, we know that the coaches poll is meaningless, but it tells us that college football is here when we start to have these polls come down. Ohio State opens up at number one. Are you surprised that despite having the second most first place votes and a pretty veteran team coming back, that Indiana is not represented in the top five? They come in at number six.
Yeah, and I'm not. This is a great topic for you guys to talk about. I hate preseason polls. I think they're terrible, and they have a real damage for the coloring of the selection committee. They can say they don't pay attention to them. They're human beings that pay attention to them, and this is a good example of why. Like, why are the coaches not putting Indiana in the top five? Because they're not comfortable with Indiana being the national champion. Like, it's still something that they're getting used to, which is just silly. I mean, Indiana, especially with Stephen Daly coming back as a defensive end who unfortunately hurt himself celebrating the championship game win over Ohio State, that strengthens the defensive line that should be one of the best in the country. And there just aren't a lot of weaknesses, but it's Indiana. So we're going to put Ohio State there. We're gonna, okay, putting Texas there. I'm just not a fan of these polls anymore. The sport is popular enough. We don't need polls for people to get excited about college football. The second most popular sport in this country, guys.
I actually think it's a good take. I mean, why can't we just have power rankings and every entity, you guys at ESPN, wherever, you do your own rankings? And but you know what? Even if we did that, then, Adam, the people that are in those committees, they'll find those rankings that everyone's talking about, and those would still influence them. There's probably no way getting around that.
There's probably not. You know, obviously, I do a future power rankings, and I just really hope, and again, I know some of the people on the committee, I really hope it doesn't influence them, because we've seen it with their own rankings, and we've seen the middle of the SEC get propped up for really doing nothing. And it's hard not to trace it back, guys, to the coaches poll and the AP poll that come out in August. Why is Missouri ranked where they are versus an Illinois? Or a team from another conference. It's just hard not to draw that connection. This is where I get very tinfoil hatty. I just can't ignore it. And that's why I'm so against those polls.
It really is true. I want to bring it back to camp just starting here. Big day here in town. When people are looking at the Buckeyes, and I know you've done all your homework and research about this team and what they lost, missing out on a national championship opportunity last year. Offense looks pretty good. We already talked on our show about, you know, the best offensive line continuity in college football coming back. When you look at that defensive side of the ball, what do you think Matt Patricia is doing? Because all I'm seeing all over social media is Arvel Reese doing this, Sonny Styles doing that for the Commanders. Those defensive guys that they're missing were really talented. A lot of holes to fill there for the Bucks.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, though, I think back to a year ago where we were talking about Arvel Reese the way that obviously we did throughout the season. And if I'm an Ohio State fan, I have a lot of faith in Matt and his ability to form this defense around the talent that he does still have on this team. And we know they have talent. You know, they may not have a Caleb Downs. They may not have a Sonny Styles, but there's other guys that are ready to step into that position, and they still have Matt Patricia. I think that was the most important keep in many ways for Ohio State coming off of last year's team. And, you know, I don't think it's realistic to expect them to replicate what they did from a numbers standpoint as a defense last year. That was a historically stingy and elite defense, but they shouldn't have to with what they have coming back on the offensive side. So I'm very excited, actually, to see who are the new stars for this Matt Patricia-led defense. Because, yes, we knew about some of those names last year nationally, but we didn't know about all of them, and that was really a credit to what he and the rest of that staff did.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg, we were talking earlier this week about Kurt Cignetti and who they play in the non-conference, which essentially is no one. And look, Cignetti's doing this on purpose. It's intentional for him, and it worked out. The last 2 years, they've been a playoff team. They won the national championship playing no one in the non-conference. My question is, should there be a rule on the books in this conference that you do need to play someone of significance, a Big Four, Power Four program in the non-conference?
On the one hand, I love to see it, and I think it serves the fans and it serves those of us who are invested in college football to see those types of games. I'm really excited for Ohio State, Texas, excited for Oklahoma, Michigan, even excited for some smaller ones like Duke, Illinois, and Mississippi State, Minnesota. But this formula, you know, kind of unfortunately or fortunately, has worked for Big Ten teams each of the last 3 years. And until Indiana is forced to do it, we saw it even this week with them, giving up the Notre Dame series, really not standing in the way at all when USC, another Big Ten team, added Notre Dame back onto its schedule. So, I think with the 2014 playoff, if and when that comes, hopefully there'll be that requirement to add a 10th Power Four opponent, because, you know, for years the Big Ten was playing more Power Four opponents total than the SEC. But now the SEC going to 9 conference games and having a 10th out of conference, they can, you know, use that as fuel to say, hey, we're better, we're more deserving to have teams ranked or what have you. So, again, in the long run, I certainly hope it does change.
Talking with Adam Rittenberg, do you remember last week when we were wondering who could be that next Indiana and what it might feel like for Purdue in that state? Well, apparently they are the next Indiana. Their athletic director just said, you know, if you want to lose and be a loser and suck, then go to Indiana. If you want to be a winner, come here to Purdue. So there we go. It's all good.
It's unreal, guys. I mean, that those are prepared remarks. This is your introduction. This is probably the time as an athletic director you're going to have the most eyeballs on you, other than when you're introducing a head coach. And even then, more of the eyeballs are going to be on that head coach and what he or she has to say. I can't believe it. It's just unbelievable. I texted a couple people at Purdue being like, I wish I had a live camera on your face when he said that. And the one guy was just like, thankfully I wasn't on stage. Because, you know, to be that tone deaf, to realize, like, you can't say that after Indiana won a football national championship less than a year ago. You just can't. Yes, you've been a better basketball program and maybe other sports, but in football, which is the highest profile, generating the most money, I mean, I'm Barry Odom. I just have my head in my hands when I hear that from my new boss.
Penn State comes in at number 17 in the coaches poll, despite the fact that, you know, they had 6 losses last year. When you look at that team, and you take the name Penn State off of them, and we don't focus on the new coach that is there, do we overrate what they bring to the table in 2026?
You know, it's interesting, guys. I think Penn State will be a less talented team than they were in 2025, but likely will have a much better record, in large part because of their head coach and the types of players he did bring in, who are very familiar with him from Iowa State, not just the quarterback in Rocco Beck, but Benjamin Brommer is one of the best tight ends in college football. They have players on both lines of scrimmage that I think should help, and they all understand how Matt Campbell ticks, and I think that will help with some of the holdovers that they have. And listen, they've got a schedule that doesn't have Ohio State, which is very unfamiliar. They don't have Oregon. They don't have Indiana. They have to go to Michigan. They have to go to Washington to get USC at home. But you win 2 of those 3, you may be looking at an 11-win, 10-win type Penn State team, which, again, I don't know how good they'll be, but their record will be a lot better. And I guess in a sense it'll justify the preseason ranking. But I think what we're getting at is sort of my overall point about preseason rankings. Like, they're there because it's Penn State. Are they there because the coaches have really studied them? Probably not.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
The thing of it is, with his name is Tommy McClellan, the Purdue athletic director. And it was prepared, right? Like Adam was talking about. The thing of it was, because everyone's talking about, well, what's the difference with what Siggs did? Kurt Cignetti goes in there and says, Purdue sucks at an Indiana basketball game. But it's also true. Purdue football did suck.
They didn't just win the national championship.
They weren't coming off the national championship. Listen to how we have it in the system. Listen to how he actually sounded, like his cadence when he said this.
And how you doing, little partner?
Now.
Fine.
No.
It's a little visitor now. Out of Wayoli's, how you say it in Cherokee.
Thought coming.
Ooh, well, pardon my French.
All right.
But, I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Nice try.
I thought it was a good try.
Not today.
I acquiesce, though.
Timmy wants to travel almost 3 hours for lunch. He'll tell you about
for
it.
For lunch.
Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And there's a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. This report is sponsored by Audible. When you start listening to books on Audible, traffic might seem like less of an annoyance and more of an opportunity for another chapter. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30, and he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy is excited to drive someplace for lunch. Now, well, I'm not above driving for food. I've done it.
You've done it for Portillo's.
I have.
You're on record as saying I've gone to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yep.
I ate. For a hot dog.
I went.
Or a beef.
I ate.
Yeah.
I turned around. I came home.
I think it's great. I mean, if you have nothing to do and I...
What am I going to do? See the sights in Fort Wayne?
Is there a sight? We're going to see the Fort Wayne... Tin apples or whatever they got there, Johnny Appleseed minor league baseball team. I don't know. Go see the lovely downtown.
I'm sure they have a lovely downtown.
It is.
I don't care.
Fort Wayne's a nice place.
I've
been there several times.
Turned around, came back.
That's fine. I think it's perfectly sane. If there is something from your childhood, which is what Portillo's is, that's a Chicago staple, sometimes you just get the hankering to have it. You just want to be brought back. You want to be brought back to that time when you could just enjoy and not worry about things and you have some of your favorite foods. There was a place, and there is a place that's all over the Southeast. They're a big chain, popular chain. They're coming to Cincinnati. CB told me that. I think we both tweeted about this months ago. So they're coming to Ohio, but still, that's a bit of a drive. And as far as right now, the closest one there is down in Huntington, West Virginia. We are Marshall. So I guess I could maybe go and catch a Marshall basketball game because I love college hoops too. And to see a smaller arena, that could be kind of nice. But I want to go 2.5 hours just to have some cookout.
I've never had the cookout.
Cookout is a treat, man.
T-Bone tells me about the cookout.
T-Bone does tell you about the cookout. And the reason that this sort of stuck in my craw, because I saw not one but two mentions of this coming my way in the last week. That's all it really takes. It could have just been with one. So a buddy of mine was vacationing down in the Gatlinburg. I've heard a lot of people going down to do that. Tennessee, you know, Dollywood, all that stuff. So he just shot me a photo, a screenshot of the menu and just, you know, wrote, ha ha, like knowing how much I like it. Kind of a D move, but that's all well and good. And so I'm just looking at this beautiful menu. People say that it's kind of an overdone menu with too much going on, but maybe it's just if you have experience going there and you know what to do. it doesn't really get at me. So the cookout thing, they call them trays there. Like, you're getting a tray and you're going to get yourself an entree. You're going to get either one side or two sides. And right at the top line, like, they color code the menu. So, like, the black part of the menu is their hamburgers. They're char grilled style. So they have a special style with how they do them. You know, we got smash burgers. That's the big craze. Well, pub-style burgers.
It's called cookout. I assume that it has to be style. Over an open flame.
That's right. All right. So you get them done that way. And you either get, like, look at the prices here. Like, and this is just from this week. $3.39 for the burger. I mean, $4.39 for the big double burger? I mean, are you kidding me? And then you're picking basically the toppings that you want on them. So they're not, it's not like they have a big menu of burgers where here's our Western burger, here's our Southern burger. You get like the double patties and the cheese, you build it toppings wise.
It's like Five Guys.
Yeah, like, yeah. Do what you want to do, but you know the style's going to be good. They do Cajun fries there, which is really good. They do... This is what gets people is the options they have for sides at a place like Cookout. It's not just fries and onion rings. And right, then we call it a day.
Give me the options.
What would you think about Hush Puppies?
I love Hush Puppies. I think they're underrated.
I would actually recommend not going like crazy unique with the sides and get the Cajun fries and the Hush Puppies, like with the burger, like for the two sides to try. Go traditional because the Hush Puppies are crispy, fluffy, and they are delicious. They've got cheese bites, like cheese curd.
Delicious.
Can't go wrong with that.
You do a dip with the Hush Puppy, or you just eat them dry?
Yeah, you can. They've got dips. I would go dips with a Hush Puppy.
All right.
They got some options. A little ranch, a little, you know, dip it in ketchup, whatever. It's pretty good. Cheese sauce is good, too. How about chicken nuggets as a side?
Chicken nuggets as a side? Well, that's not crazy, though, because a lot of times you go to Wendy's or something, I'll do a side of nuggets with my burger.
I think that might be copycat from what Cookout had always done. I'd have to go back and trace, like, when that $5 biggie bag, when they started throwing, and then when McDonald's started doing that, too, where, what's the McDonald's one? Like, the $5, what do we call that? Like, the McDouble deal or the McChicken?
Bundle or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where they throw the four-piece nugget as an add-on
right.
with the smaller sandwich and small fry and the drink. So, what about a quesadilla? A quesadilla, Napoleon, as a side.
All right.
How about that?
I don't think of a quesadilla when I think about Cookout, but whatever.
What about a chicken wrap as a side?
We're throwing meals in there, too.
What about a corn dog as a side?
Regular size corn dog?
Corn dog on a stick, meat on a stick. What's the problem?
All right, I'm going to Cookout.
I'm bringing you with me.
I'm going to Cookout for the first time. What am I ordering? Don't say everything on the menu. You got to give me some sort of concise thing to order.
We're going
to
pay a bit more, though. We're going to go with the big double burger. You get whatever you want on it. That's $4.39, right? So, but you're going to do the tray, so... The regular tray is just $7.99. I mean, come on. How are you going to beat that? So you're getting the big double burger. Your sides are going to be those Cajun fries and the Hush Puppy.
All right.
Okay. And then what you do here is you don't get the soda. You get a shake.
I'm not a shake guy, though.
It's only $1.50 more to sub out the soda and get a milkshake. Some places are charging like $8 for the milkshake.
Well, that's highway robbery.
I mean, come on. I used to love just the classic, like the flavors that they have too. They got the vanilla with the Reese's cup. They've got, you know, all sorts of good stuff. They've got caramel fudge. They've got a watermelon flavored. They've got the Oreo milkshake is popular. Peach is a popular milkshake down in the Southeast. Again, I said I love the cherry, but get whatever you like milkshake wise. And then all I want you to get, it's the little red bar on the very bottom of the menu. But since it's a kind of Carolina style place, I think you should get a staple Carolina food item and get their version of the barbecue sandwich because theirs is soaked in that vinegar based sauce. And then they'll top it with slaw and then you'll get a little Texas Pete hot sauce packet that you drizzle on that, and that's going to cost you another $4.99, I think, for that sandwich, because you could just go with the barbecue sandwich instead of the burger if you're feeling like that, but I obviously need you to try their char grill burger, what makes them cook out, but get that sandwich, and then you're out there for like $12-13, and it's beautiful.
Do you know where the Cookout corporate headquarters are? I just looked it up.
Winston-Salem?
Thomasville, North Carolina, which is... looks to be outside Charlotte? Of Greensboro.
Greensboro, okay. So close, right in there, not far away from Raleigh. We had locations all over. I can still remember going to Cookout by the hospital where Jack was born, getting the food, bringing it back for people that had come into town as we're, you know, ready to witness the big birth.
The wise men with their gifts, they came.
Sucking down on milkshakes.
Instead of bringing myrrh.
Sucking on corn dogs.
They brought corn dogs and hush puppies.
Corn dogs and barbecue sandwiches and char grilled burgers.
Today's the first day of Buckeye Camp. So we're going to hear from Ryan Day and we'll do some Too Hot with Teddy coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a five-minute delay if you're on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from Westerville to 71. You're also going to hit a five-minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Listing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. It started for real for Ohio State. Their first day of football practice. Offensive lineman Austin Sarabelt says it's all about setting the tone for everyone.
As a leader, you got to set the culture, and you got to help the young guys, new guys, build up the culture, and just set the standard. And the same as last year is not the same standard as this year. We got to keep raising that up.
Baseball today, Cincinnati Reds with a 6-5 win over the Athletics, finishing off a series sweep. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, the Guardians losing 13-5 to the New York Mets in the eighth inning. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Syracuse tonight. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union, BMIFCU.org/Visa. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Hey, don't look now, but the Guardians are about to be 2 games under .500. Get swept at home by the Mets.
Oh, man.
Not good.
Who is their, who is the pitcher for the New York Mets? That has just the
Frank Tanana,
the over exaggerated celebrations just after strikeouts.
That was his first strikeout. I think
he did it a couple of times.
Did
though.
He do it a couple
whole,
of times?
He did it like the whole entire inning.
I don't know what he to was tell
like,
you, man.
As they said, he was basically emoting out there. He looked like a character from Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat.
I am told that is all part of the game now. And
that's
we
what
should,
they said.
We should embrace it.
Should be
so
happy.
I'm just going to embrace it. I enjoy him and his antics, and I certainly don't want anybody to throw at anyone's neck. I do not endorse that.
I think if I was Robin Ventura, I'd be looking for another Nolan Ryan headlock.
Ryan Day, Buckeyes opened up camp today, and he made the rounds today, and he stopped by T-Bone and Tyvus. And
why'd you say it like that?
Tyvus. I don't know. By the way, Tyvus will be on with us at 4:30. One thing he was talking about was that how this offseason is different because there's not a quarterback battle. And I was thinking in my head, there was a quarterback battle last year? Now I remembered, oh, yeah, they were doing that fake Devin Brown.
No, they were doing that fake Lincoln Keenholz.
Oh, that Lincoln Keenholz, that's right.
Fake Devin Brown was
sorry.
A couple years prior.
Right,
remember Devin Brown, he transferred up. And he was a big-time quarterback at... No, he didn't start at Cal. He lost that job.
I'm getting my insignificant quarterback competitions mixed up, but...
Yeah.
You're right. It was Lincoln Keenholz, and it was Julian Sayin last year, and he talks about not having a battle this year.
I was actually thinking about that driving in this morning. You know, just the angst of having somebody that's never done it before. They're just always an unknown. And so you're constantly in your mind thinking about, okay, how is he going to react in this moment? You know, and certainly with the monster opener we had last year, you know, you're constantly thinking about that and what kind of situations are we going to put him in. And that's not the case when you're into year two. And when you have an experienced guy, I mean, for Will, he had experience at Kansas State but didn't hear. So there was still a little bit of that feeling. But really, other than that, it was CJ, it was Justin, and now it's Julian. So for him... You know, the leadership, he's really stepped up in a big way. The offseason's been excellent for him. physically, mentally, emotionally. And then I think he's really, you know, excited about working with Arthur as well and some of the things that we're putting on his plate. So, you know, he's got to be a veteran player now. And everybody in that huddle's looking at him as the veteran guy, which completely changes things.
And everything we've heard is that he has transformed into that guy. Now, it's one thing to be that guy in the offseason and at practice. But in the game, you know, when you're down maybe a possession, you look in your quarterback's eyes, he's going to have that same fire that he has in August when camp starts. That same confidence.
It should be better. That's what you're demanding.
I understand.
Once you get those reps under your belt, forget about just what 2025 was. By the time we get to November, by the time we get to championship season in those last few games of this regular season, think of how much more grizzled he's going to be. You're going to have a road trip to Austin under your belt in the first quarter pole of the season and some more tough games as well in Oregon and Indiana.
Right, but you would think by that logic that he would have played his best football towards the end of last season, and that was not the case, as
we
know, right?
But he was a first-time quarterback.
Right.
That was his first time playing in a big spot. And walk it back. Like, there were plenty of people on the beat that did believe their eyes when they were watching what Lincoln Keenholz and Julian Sain were doing. And it could have been close, even though I think we know like where the bread was buttered. Like Julian Sain transferring in here from Alabama, I think there were just a lot of people that wanted Julian Sain to just edge out Lincoln, even if it was close. You just wanted him to be that guy that you thought he was. But there's always going to be some nerves when it's a quarterback playing for the first time in college football, no matter how highly touted he was. And forget about whether there's a competition going into this camp or not. It's more just about what Day mentioned, that he played a full season.
Right.
2025 is done and gone, and you had a couple of those losses to get a little bit more fire in his belly. And how about the O-line, which we mentioned earlier?
I understand.
Those
and there's still competition, but he's in competition with himself.
Yeah, and look, Tavian St. Clair, almost a little bit like Lincoln Keenholz, where there's positivity around that guy. You know, Lincoln's was more the mobility, and I can come in, and we saw them bring him in for running packages because you didn't think that highly of Julian to be able to do that, and they were able to get some success out of that. With Tavian, it's like the prototypical quarterback. He's got that big arm. He wowed us in spring football, but there's going to be the same type of thing. If there's an injury and you have him go in, it's going to be, okay, shoot, this guy has never done it before. What are we going to get?
We were talking about this with Rittenberg. Sonny Styles goes away. Arvell Reese goes away. Caleb Down goes away. Not just production, but off the field, how do you replace those guys?
I'm happy for them, but I was the same way as you. I'm like, God dang. I mean, look at these guys. But the same questions were asked the year before.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to do that. But now in the portal, we had to address it with guys who had experience. Mm-hmm. And so that was a huge part of, you know, Earl Little and James Smith and John Walker and Terry Moore. I mean, these guys have played a lot of football now, not at Ohio State. So we got to get them up to speed, like I said. But then there's a lot of guys like Arvell the year before. Nobody knew who Arvell. I mean, nobody was talking about Arvell Reese nationally, and now look what happened. You know, there's guys like Kenyatta Jackson. There's guys like Peyton Pierce. There's guys like Jalen McClain. There's guys like Jermaine Matthews, who we were counting on, Devin Sanchez, to now step up and take on those roles. Nobody came here to be average,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everybody knows the expectation here. And that's what I like about these guys. They know it and they embrace it.
I think when I look across this defensive depth chart, it's still Ohio State. They're still going out and getting the best players in the country. He mentioned like the freshmen that were being recruited. 28 guys are still freshmen. We talk about transfers that come in, and you obviously need those. And they don't necessarily have to be like the 100% best guy at this position in the portal, because there's other programs out there that are going to open up their pocketbook as well. And Ohio State's dealt with that. But he mentioned names in there. Earl Little Jr., I have him kind of circled and highlighted. He could be one of these guys that Buckeye fans are in love with after three games. Maybe he's huge against Texas and comes up with some big plays, and it's his first couple of games ever suiting up for Ohio State, but he just falls in line and he gets it, gets what Matt Patricia is doing. And those other three names he mentioned, you do want to lean on those guys, experienced guys in the secondary. So maybe that's the part of the the defensive unit that you really trust. Some years it's the defensive ends, right? Some years it's those linebackers like last year. Maybe it's the DBs where you got Jermaine Matthews, Jalen McClain, and Devin Sanchez, who Sanchez was just a hot shot recruit. And he played a lot of football last year. And so you know that his confidence, his moxie is probably bigger than it's ever been going into his second season at Ohio State.
All right, one more from Ryan Day. What is the most important thing that you're looking for during camp?
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop, but then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I like how the bullwhip still showed up for Sweet Brown.
What's the connection?
There's no connection.
Okay.
There's no connection. I just wanted to play it.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss a joke.
No. No.
There's no Canadian smoke out there today, is there?
This whole thing.
Outdoor practice?
There's always smoke out there, right?
Smoke.
American smoke. Canadian smoke. You see what happened there in Spokane?
I didn't see that. Oh, Spokane,
my God.
In the news.
People, the entire neighborhoods wiped out.
Just wildfires in Spokane?
Fires, and one guy was charged with arson, started the fire.
Mark Few?
Mark Few?
The head coach at Gonzaga?
I was going to say started the fire?
Yeah.
In Spokane?
Yeah.
No, he's a good, clean boy.
University's okay then?
University's okay.
It made it.
Yeah.
What about the kennel? Kennel to catch on fire?
Dead.
Oh.
Well. Oh, dead.
That's
all right, Too Hot
too
with Teddy
bad.
Coming up next. Cowan, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing delay on southbound 270 on the East Dutter Belt between Easton Way and 670. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Resident gambling degenerates Steve Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan. Fan Weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for a 30% chance of some storms overnight tonight across central Ohio. And then on Friday, that chance goes up to 60%, both in the morning and again in the afternoon. Overnight lows around 70 on Friday, high temperatures in the middle 80s. On Saturday, some lingering moisture in the morning and then drier in the afternoon, high temps middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Too Hot with Teddy here on a Thursday is coming up momentarily. Mikey, I want you to try to just imagine a little scenario for me.
Yeah.
Say you're about to be in the throes of passion mm-hmm. with your loved one, right? It's a special thing, isn't it? And you're ready. You think you're ready. You disrobe, and then it's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And she just points and says, "Oh, pee-pee not working." She just screams. She points at it and screams.
Seems rude.
But she doesn't know what else to do because she was ready. And now bad for her.
You're pointing and
bad
screaming,
for you.
Though probably not the best thing for it.
I can't control. We can't control what she's going to do and how she's going to react. But you know what we can control? How we manage that thing that bit that person in the ass. And that's ED, erectile dysfunction. That's why you talk to our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Because they are absolute experts in this realm when it comes to treating ED. And they know that there's not a one-size-fits-all type of solution. Every man's medical situation is unique. So they're going to come up with a unique strategy. They use advanced medical science. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%, and some can have you last an hour or more.
Dear God.
She's not going to scream and point and say, pee-pee, no worky
she'll
anymore.
She'll scream and point, but just like, in the throes of ecstasy.
Yeah, she'll sound like Tyvus. That's
give it to me good.
That's how she's going to sound, because it is good. Your initial visit right now is $99. You get the medical consult with a licensed medical provider, the TMPSA test, and if the dose doesn't work in the office, then your visit is free. You could be doing it the very next day. 800-900-9654 or tristatemenshealth.com.
By the way, Tyvus Powell will join us coming up at about 4:30. You hear him in the morning with T-Bone, and he'll be live out at Buckeye Camp again tomorrow morning. But right now, it's time for Too Hot.
Too Hot.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
Teddy dazzles us with audio every single Thursday. Where are we starting this week, Teddy?
All right. This week, you guys were just chatting about how Tyvus is coming up here in a little bit, right? So I thought, why not start with T-Bone and Tyvus then?
That's a change, yeah.
Since you just, mentioned that. Well, they were chatting about, I guess a listener had had checked in with them and said that they believe that filet mignons are overrated, that steak. You know,
filet mignons?
Yeah, that they're overrated. Okay, so they were chatting about that, and then Tyvus was also chatting about the fat on the steak, because somebody likes the fat and somebody doesn't like the fat from the show. So let's give them a listen here.
I don't want fat on it. I want it.
That's steak. No, that's what steak is. Steak is great when you have some fatty in there.
Do you eat the fat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I look forward to it.
Oh, I leave it on. When I'm making my steaks, T-bone. Like, I leave it on. Caramelize it.
I understand leave it on for the cooking reason, but, like, you actually eat the fat?
Oh, yeah, I'll eat the whole thing.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, nah, y'all sick.
See, I wouldn't say that's the only cut I eat, but it's my cut of choice.
I'm with Trey.
Trey?
I'm spot on, Trey, because
overrated.
Trey, I've ordered a filet, I think, once or twice in my life, and both times I was like, I would have rather had something else. Because I've had all the other steak, and I'd prefer all the other cuts to filet.
No,
personally.
I'm good. I don't feel like cutting off fat, man. Like, but you need the steak, you ain't gonna eat it because it's fat.
No, you need the fat in there to marble, to caramelize, and make the fattiness is the moisture. It's
miss me with that.
Oh, it's so good. All right, I'm gonna stick up for Tyvus here for a second.
Oh, really?
Also, I'm equal opportunity. I like all different sorts of cuts. Sometimes I'm in a filet mood. Sometimes I want a big, juicy ribeye. Depends on what type of mood I'm in. Now, I will say the filet lends itself to a sauce, an accompaniment, a béarnaise, something like that.
Absolutely.
Right? Because it doesn't have the same sort of flavor that a fattier cut would have. But I will stick up for Tyvus, because, and I think he was like me growing up, I didn't realize as a kid that steak was good. Okay? Because the steak that I got at home was not good quality.
And it was nuked, wasn't it?
And it was cooked all the way through.
Yeah, yep.
And what Bone is talking about, that nice marbling, the fat that flavors the meat, I didn't get any of that as a kid. What I got was a piece of grizzle. And you weren't eating the grizzle. That was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean.
And I think Tyvus sort of grew up with the same thing and has in his mind that fat equals grizzle, and it doesn't if you're having a really, really good steak.
Right, and I didn't tell you this. We didn't get to the email. It was right at the end of the show. I had it pinned there, but I wound up emailing the dude back. You guys can always send us a line, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. One of our listeners was celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary. Cole had emailed us, so thank you, buddy. And he was asking for advice about Hyde Park, because we talk about Hyde Park a lot, and we love that place. And I got back to him late, but I basically said, don't look back with any selection you make. Pick whatever cut you're feeling. They're going to do it right. Just make sure that you don't order it too well done would be the only suggestion. But side dishes are great there. I like the Brussels. But if you go to one of the finer steakhouses anywhere in this great town, pick any of the selection. Whether you want that filet, you know, get the steak griffin, where you get a little bit of, I think the steak griffin comes with like the béarnaise sauce that comes with that one.
I don't know. Is it the...
It comes with a... That one does come with a sauce.
I think it's
the Cabernet sauce. Sarah had that last time, and it was delicious. I'm usually getting like a ribeye or the strip. I like a little bit more of the fat, and don't you even say.
And you usually
don't you even
don't finish your
we're
steak.
We're not even talking about that right now.
Home.
That's not the point that we're making.
It's the point
we're
I'm
just
making.
Talking about how it's good. I'm with Bone. It's really good to have every single piece that is there on the plate for you. Eat it all.
Too hot.
All right. What else you got, Teddy?
All right. Rothman and Ice. And Rothman was upset because, you know, he rightfully so, that in his neighborhood, once he gets into his neighborhood, you got these speeders coming up, like racing behind him. And they're like, oh, in a hurry to get home. And, you know, it's a neighborhood. You shouldn't be racing through the neighborhood, right? So he had some thoughts on that. Here we go.
Because you know what happens? The second I put on my signal, boom, you know, someone's going to try to go wide behind, you know, around me like 50 miles an hour in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So when I put on my signal, I make a nice wide right turn.
Let me ask you
this,
sir.
That way they can hold on before they have to, like, get by me so they're home in 10 seconds instead of 15.
Over or under 4.5 birds given to another driver in your life?
In my lifetime?
In your lifetime. Over or under 4.5?
Probably taking the over on 4.5. You would have said 40.5, I would have had to think about it.
Okay, you don't mind giving a double bird back, is what you're saying, while you're driving.
I kind of avoid that. At this day and age, man, you don't know what's going to set somebody off. But I feel like...
Is that Anthony Rothman from Rothman
coming
and Ice?
Back into the neighborhood, and you're driving 45 in a 25, you know, I'm just
slow
like there's
down.
People walking dogs and people,
it's
like, it's just ridiculous.
It is.
You're home already. Like, what's the extra 8 seconds?
Might have to go to the bathroom, man, you know, maybe
well,
an
right.
emergency.
See, you know? Now you would be a good defense attorney on that.
I don't disagree with Rothman. My question to you, though, Timmy, I'm going to keep the same number, 4.5.
Okay.
4.5.
This week?
Double, I was going to say, but instead of in your life, it's this week. Well, how many birds have you thrown up there?
But see, here's the thing. I'm definitely over 4.5 this year, and I'm not proud about that. I hate it every time I do it, but I never give the first bird. I get birded all the time. And that's what's wrong. I don't know if I've ever agreed with Rothman on a take more. Like, when it comes to the neighborhood stuff, it is ridiculous. I think it should just be straight to execution, really, like on first offense. If you're going like 40 miles an hour over the speed limit in a 25 or a 35, it's just straight death penalty. You're not on, you don't have a place in our society anymore.
I agree.
You're gonna plow through somebody in a crosswalk that's just 5 seconds from home, like he said, walking a pet or something like that. Come on. And I know what he's talking about too. When you're slowing to make the turn, and someone can't even wait for your car to like move onto the next road where they got to go outside the double yellow and rev the engine behind. That's nuts. But I've never understood why. Like, when it comes back to my case, if I even just do a light honk because someone's being a complete jerk, and you have to know that what you're doing is against the law and you're being a jerk. Someone calls you on it and you don't have the wherewithal to just be like, yeah,
Timmy,
obviously you're
you
right.
Keep
you
expecting
have to burn me?
Self-awareness where it doesn't exist.
I know,
if they
man.
Had self-awareness, they wouldn't be them.
You could still do bad things and know you're doing bad things. There are those people
no,
out there. You
because
don't think those
even
people
then,
exist.
You get caught and you get shamed, and so you're going to double down. It's like my 9-year-old.
But when I sometimes will do things that I know are wrong, and then when someone calls me out on it, I just do the sorry. Yep, you're right,
sir.
I did that.
You can't
my
whip
bad.
That out at the mall. Just sit on the park bench
right,
and
right.
gratify yourself.
Right.
Oh, it's my bad. Sorry, you're right. Shouldn't do it.
I thought I was alone. I didn't see you coming. I didn't see you out there. Sorry about that.
Too hot.
All right, Teddy.
All right. Let's go with a little Bishop and Friends. And Dom was on the other day on Tuesday. And first of all, he was kind of confused about what day it was. And then also they talked about sharks and e-bikes.
Well, what is today? Oh, today's Tuesday.
You don't even know.
I don't know, because you know what? I just don't know. Thursday. I was thinking today was Wednesday. It's just
a little
weird.
Time.
It's Margaritaville. You know, I mean, yeah.
Where are you? Are you in the South? Are you up here?
I'm here. I am going to go down next week.
Okay. Take the fam down and get in, swim with the Sharkies.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to swim, but I'll go catch them. I catch them and turn them loose.
Oh, you're friendly to the shark, even though you catch them?
I catch them and turn them loose. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
More dangerous, shark or e-bike?
Well, if I'm trying to balance like I'm 16, the e-bike, because I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
You did that when you were a kid. You know, we used to ride the bikes like with no hands.
No hands,
and, you know, all that. And then you, when you were young, if you fell, you were like the abominable snowman. You bounced. And today we don't bounce. You know what I mean?
Bounce. I do.
We don't. We just, yeah.
So I will stick up for Dom. This is how I'm starting every single comment now. I'm going to stick up for this person. When you're not working consistently, you do lose track of days. Like when you're on vacation, you sort of forget what day
it is. Yeah, like the timing thing. He's semi-retired now.
However, the segment is called Tuesdays with Tabari.
Well,
it's in the name.
Yeah, semantics.
They play an open and everything.
And we don't even have the day in the open for Jason Stark, but we're never talking to Jason Stark on Mondays anymore.
Actually, we do have it in the open for Jason Stark. It says Mondays at 5:30.
Why do we have that in the open? Like, why do we need to tell people that it's the day and
because
the time?
Because the line is he can do better things Mondays. He's regretting his life decisions Mondays at 5:30 because that's the time he talks to us.
Do you
see? It's folksy.
Do you regret all of your life's decisions?
I regret the last 14 months of them. I'll tell you that.
And every day?
Every day thereafter.
From 3 to 6. Well, you know what? The e-bike thing, though. Did you?
We don't have time for this. Tyvus is coming in.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Later.
Now he's got coming in. He's on the phone, right?
Phone call with Tyvus.
I can't come in. Fire stick. Tyvus, next.
What did you say?
Fire stick.
Oh.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some holdup due to an accident on the shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And there's a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Discover. With the Discover Cashback Card, it's payback time when you earn cash back on everyday purchases. Activate and earn 5% cashback at different categories each quarter on up to $1,500 in purchases. It pays to Discover. See discover.com/5 for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I have a bone to pick with our good friend Tyvus Powell. Tyvus, when Channel 10 calls and says, we need you for TV, you got no problem running down here in the middle of the day, taking time out of your schedule, and doing some TV. We ask you to come on, you just, I'm on the phone, right? What the hell?
So the kids don't matter to you? Is that it?
Bring the kids with you.
You won't be there. So let me get this right. If I have something at 5, right, and it's right up the street from my house, okay, the station is roughly 20 to 25 minutes. But you got to remember, we getting close to rush hour. So there is no way that I could make it there, do the hit in studio, and then make it to where I need to get to, which is kids. They got teacher conference.
Okay. All right. You know what, though?
School's about to start. You got to go meet the teacher.
I will let that pass because it's a kid's school thing. I just thought you had to be home so you could put on the fire stick and watch Bees on Bees.
You cutting into that time. You know, I'm trying to sneak it in before I got to go.
That's pretty gross that you'd be thinking about that about 30 minutes prior to the parent-teacher conferences, Tyvus. But
I get lonely around here sometimes. I was thinking about this the other day. I live my life like Leatherface, you know, the Texas Chainsaw guy.
Oh, dear God.
I come home and I come to the basement and slam the door. You know how you slam that door and nobody bothers me.
Where in the world do you have a room like that in your little house when you have a wife and three kids now?
I'm down in the man cave. Now, the kids come down to check on me to see if I'm alive every now and again. But for the most part, it's just me down here all by myself. With B.O.B. on. I got to have a remote so I can hit the last button when I hear them coming down the stairs.
seems like a man that has three kids, but then instantly regrets it and wishes he had none, and so he just runs away, goes to the only vacant room in the house.
Speaking of that, are you taking steps to make sure that a fourth one doesn't pop up? Did you get the vasectomy yet?
That is done. The chances of that happening is 0%. The wife went ahead and took care of that. You know, she was the trooper that stepped up and did.
Wow! That's a tougher procedure for women. I'm surprised that she did that.
Well, the thing is, you know, we do C-sections, all of our kids with C-sections, so they was already in there, you know, so you might as well just go ahead, you know, and end it right there.
Right. You're figuring she's been stabbed three times in the stomach, so may as well just snip again, right, Tyvus? Why should I do it if the wife will do it for me?
Why put myself through that pressure? You know, because the thing is, if it was up to me, I would neglect the appointment. I would set the appointment and then don't go because I'm scared.
You know, should have to do it, though, because we did it.
We both got it done. We could be buddies.
You know, I'm fine. I am fine.
And T-Bones had it done, too. Yeah, I mean, there was a good chance no one was going to touch it anyway, but still, it's done. Hey, Tyvus.
Yes.
You taking good care of T-Bone in the morning?
Yeah, you know, although he's about to leave me next week, you know, he's forcing me to be in the one chair, you know, common man, and I'm not ready yet.
No, you should be up for the challenge. You're out at Buckeye Camp starting. It started today. You were out there this morning, out there tomorrow. This is your new challenge. You're not a player anymore. You're not going out there trying to prove anything to a coach, but now you can prove something to the entire radio audience that you can sit in that one chair and run the show.
Common man, you asked me to perform in front of millions of people. That's easy. You asked me to talk for 3 hours without messing up. That's a challenge.
No. See, no, you're supposed to mess up. That's part of the charm.
No. I want to be a natural. I'm typically a natural at everything, except golf. That's the only thing. Outside of that.
Yeah, Lord, we know that, Tyvus. We've seen the footage. But, I mean, come on, you've done this already, so you've had a show with Joshua Perry. I think people love hearing two players at the same time. You know, if T-Bone's got to be gone, fine. Joshua and Tyvus will do it. I thought that was good radio. You should be looking forward to that. You get to call all the shots for the day. It's what you should want.
It's a lie. You got to look at the clock. You got to make sure you got to be able to tell when your partner is out of material, and then you got to be able to pivot. It's a lot.
Is it easier doing the morning show than with me on the Buckeye show back in the day, Tyvus?
Is it easier? Are they about the same? I mean, I wouldn't look at anything easier. I would never go there.
Well, I mean, you had to carry Timmy on your back for the entire show, right?
It was Timmy's show. What do you mean?
No, not Timmy's show. It was your show.
No.
Tyvus Powell is joining us.
I tell everybody all the time, I'm Scottie Pippen when it comes to radio. In the two chair, I'm unbelievable. In the one, I can get us to the playoffs. I can't win us the championship.
You can listen to Tyvus tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. He's out at camp again. Buckeyes started up camp today. So we were talking about the offensive line on this show earlier and how, for the first time in a while in the offseason, we're not worried about this offensive line. A lot of experience on that unit. Where are you the most comfortable on this team? I mean, the obvious is that the wide receiver talent out the ass, but where are you the most comfortable as the camp starts for the Buckeyes?
Probably I'm going to go with the defensive line. I think Kenyatta Jackson is going to have a good bounce, good year. Obviously, I think he dealt with something last year. And he's wearing that deuce. So you got to show up. If you're going to wear number two on defense at defensive line, the last guy that did that was a Heisman finalist. So I'm expecting big things out of him. And then I love them going to get John Walker from UCF. I love them going to get James Smith from Alabama. Those are two guys. Did you see the picture of James Smith like a week ago?
Oh, he's a dude, isn't he? You don't know anything. You don't know anything about that, do you, Tyvus?
That dude right there. Listen, if he look like that and play like he's supposed to, that man going to be a first-round pick. And then, obviously, going to get Quay Rousseau, I like that as well. He kind of reminds me a little bit of an Arvell Reese, being able to be a pass rusher and being very agile off the edge. So the D-line is where I'm most confident in. I was talking to Ryan Day about that offensive line today, and, you know, that right guard spot is like the spot that everybody is pointing out. And he was saying that they want to do their best five, so they're going to be rotating a bunch of different guys in different spots, because the good thing about Ohio State's offensive line is they have a lot of versatility, so they're just looking for the best five guys, and I'm confident that they can get that done.
Our buddy Tyvus Powell is spending some time with us. I would have thought you'd be really excited, and I'm not saying that you're not, but the position you played, the DBs and also the safeties that are, you got Jalen McClain coming back, who I think is underrated, and then to see what Terry Moore is going to bring to the table, that's going to be big for Matt Patricia.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Earl Little. They tell me that he is like a turnover or takeaway machine. You know, he gets picks, which is something that I thought the defense hadn't done under Matt Patricia. You know, they pride themselves on three and outs. They look at them as takeaways, but like actually intercepting the ball, they say Earl Little brings that to the table. So I'm excited to see that. And then the guy that I'm stamping this year is Devin Sanchez. I think last year they went after him. Teams kind of circled him, and they went after him, and they got their money off. This year, after watching him in spring ball and watching him go up against Jeremiah Smith and making some plays, the confidence is there. You've seen him talk today about he wants to be the best corner in the country. He wants to win the Thorpe. So he's got high expectations. And when you're the number one corner coming out, you know, in high school, these are the things that we expect. So I love the fact that he had that freshman season where guys were going after him. It made him hungry in this offseason. He seemed like he put in a lot of work, and I think he's poised for a breakout season. I think he's going to have a better season than Jermaine Matthews.
All right, don't stay up too late watching the Fire Stick, because you got a big morning tomorrow. I know Ross Bjork's going to be on the show as you guys are broadcasting live out at Buckeye Camp again, 6 to 9. Thank you, Tyvus.
I appreciate you guys. Go Bucks.
There you go. He's my guy. Have fun at the parent-teacher, whatever.
Our buddy, Tyvus Powell.
On the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. More Too Hot with Teddy. Plus, I have some ice cream news for you.
Is it 10% milk fat? Is it real ice cream?
It is real ice cream.
Ooh.
Okay?
All right.
And it's delicious. And I'm going to tell you about it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 30-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle in the right lane on westbound 70 on the west side at Hilliard-Rome Road. We got a tow truck on scene, but it's causing stop-and-go traffic from 670. And there's a couple-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. If your garage floor has stains, cracks, bad epoxy, blood stains from all the murders in there, it makes your entire garage look bad. You need to call my guys at Comer and Cross because they fix bad.
You can't have a bad-looking garage. Whether it's the first thing you see when you go home.
It's just bad because you've neglected it or because you already had a floor treatment done and it really, really sucks now. You got to call Comer and Cross because they're the real pros. They come in and they will install a top-of-the-line floor. And they can guarantee your floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. How many other companies can guarantee that? Nobody. Because Comer and Cross makes their own chemicals. They don't buy stuff in diluted crap from China. They make their own high-potent crap right here in the USA. They're even going to take the stuff out of your garage for you. Assuming it's not, 7,000-pound gun safe or dead bodies. Maybe some dead. If there's small dead bodies,
Whatever they can fit on the dolly, right?
Dead children. If you have dead children in the garage, they'll take those out for you.
If Dolly Parton is in the garage, will they dolly her out?
Her breasts may be too big for them to move.
Probably.
But everything else they can move out. No subcontractors ever. They're all certified, uniformed pros. Give them a call today. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or comercross.com, comercross.com.
I have for you here the talent roster for ESPN for the 2026 college football season.
Do we care?
No.
None of our games are going to be on there. Just another hillbilly talking point crap.
Bad guys are going to be playing on ESPN.
Well, that's fine.
Right? So you still have Fowler and Herbie.
Hey!
And Holly Rowe roaming the sidelines. What did Holly Rowe just deal with? Like, she had about, did she have breast cancer that she had been dealing with?
I don't remember.
She dealt with something. It's good to see her up and about and doing good. The number two crew, a lot of people love Sean McDonough.
I'm not one of them.
Sean McDonough's the cracky voicey guy, right?
Cracky voicey guy?
Yeah, he'll go like higher octave. Like, wasn't he on the Michigan State punt block, Michigan State, Michigan? He sounds like the puppet that's on the Lost Island
and
Rudolph the Reindeer, Red-Nosed Reindeer, that crap.
Reindeer?
Yeah, Reindeer. Reindeer games.
People love Sean McDonough, man.
People do.
They love him. I'm not a big fan, but whatever. Him and Mike Tirico can go to Broadcasting Island and teach all of us how to be great.
Oh, he's no Mike Tirico. Sean McDonough's with Greg McElroy. It tells me the italicized ones are newbies, so Katie George is the sideline reporter. Then they have Joe Tessitore and Jesse Palmer as the third crew, Chris Budden on the sidelines. Number four crew is Bob Wischusen and Louis Riddick with Stormy Buonantony on the sidelines.
Stormy?
Stormy. Okay. Yeah, Stormy.
Then, Stormy Daniels?
Then you've got Dave Pasch and Dusty Dvorak. We're getting into like the late nights. That's Taylor McGregor on the sidelines. Then six crew, I don't know how deep we're going here, Tom Hart, Roddy Jones, the old receiver from the Atlanta Falcons, Roddy Jones?
Roddy White?
Roddy. Yeah, that's Roddy White.
I don't know who Roddy Jones is.
Quint Kesenick. And then elsewhere, they say Chase Daniel, the former Mizzou and backup quarterback in the NFL, has been promoted to some Thursday night work calling American and Sun Belt games. Ooh la la. Okay.
I got some ice cream news for you. So, look, I'm gonna preface this by saying if you don't like pumpkin-flavored things, then you're out on this. But if you do like pumpkin-flavored things, Ben & Jerry's has announced that they're bringing back a new limited-time flavor. They did this once before, and the reviews were excellent. Pumpkin cheesecake.
Ooh.
Limited batch. Pumpkin cheesecake ice cream, and they're adding a thick graham cracker swirl to it. Yes. And it is delish.
Oh, baby.
I haven't had it.
It's
great.
All right. When's it coming back?
I don't know.
Probably now, right? Because it's August.
So we probably. It's probably in stores.
We need to get the pumpkin stuff.
But anyway, it's limited batch. It's delicious. I just wanted to alert you of it because I know you're a lot of, you know, fat asses like me and you like these things. All right, too hot.
Too hot.
Too hot with Teddy. What do you got, Teddy?
All right. Let's go back to T-Bone and Tyvus. Obviously, we were just talking with Tyvus, and we heard that Tyvus, he believes he's a good multitasker, and T-Bone called him out on that.
I get emails, and I'll check them right then and there on the spot.
I know, because you have ADHD, and it's undiagnosed. It's annoying as hell. Because I have it, too, and I'm not any better with it, but you have the kind that makes you go, oh, an email, and then you immediately ignore whatever's going around you. I ignore the email.
That's not true.
It's the same. It's the same issue. It's just different formats.
I am very good at multitasking.
You're not.
I hear what you're saying.
I've worked with you every morning.
I hear what you're saying.
For the last year plus.
But I hear what you're saying, but I can still type. But I'm listening to what you're saying.
The time where you're sitting there just looking at the YouTube chat arguing with someone, I can tell, like, oh, he's gone.
It's me and
Dylan now.
If you ask me something, probably there is like a 60% chance that I'm listening to what you're saying.
That's more than half the time. That's not locked in. I can do both things. It's occasionally I may be listening when I'm typing to someone else.
So Tyvus had, I don't know if he still has the headphones. I would know. You know what? He actually leaves his headphones in the studio. Like, he can't get a desk at this radio station for being a full-time guy. But there was a time when I was hosting with him, because we did several years on the Buckeye Show. He'd be my normal guy. And I'm saying something. I'm I'm in a spiel. I don't know what we were talking about. We're talking Buckeye football. I'm doing my thing. And the whole time, you know, as you look over across the desk at your co-host, at the very least, like, you might want to glance at your screen for like the next thing or a stat you're looking up, but generally you'd like to see him look back at you and nod along or interject at a time. And he's sitting there and he's just messing with his headphones the entire time. He must have been messing with the cord on his headphones for 3 minutes. It even extended after I was done with my thing. He started talking. He's still messing with him as he's speaking back to me. So finally, I had to just stop him and say, do you need to fix your headphones? Or can you just like let it go until we get to a commercial break? For God's sakes, stop doing that. Just be in the moment right here. He'll even reply to texts for me.
I was just going to say.
I know he's on the air.
I had to stop. So when T-Bone and Tyvus first started, I'm trying to be a good friend and encouraging person. I listened to the show and I would text T-Bone and Tyvus during the show. Things that I thought were funny, all compliments, good stuff.
Because you don't want to forget about it.
Well, no.
You expect them to like read it right then and
or
there.
Even if they read it, they read it, they put the phone down, that's the end of that. I realized I had to stop doing that with Tyvus because I would text him something and then he would immediately text me back in the segment.
Right.
They have not gone to break.
Right.
And he's texting me back. And I said to myself, oh, no, he's this guy.
Yeah. I've seen it
Rimmer
because...
Rimmer used to do that, too.
Rimmer for sure would do that.
During the game, yeah. I would send him a text about something, thinking after the game
mid-game,
he'll read it and get back to me. And then mid-game, I get stuff back from him.
You think he's doing it while he's actually talking? Or do you think it's in a commercial break, though?
No, because it's in a break.
Sometimes, like, Bone might be talking and he's actually replying to the text, but it was very jarring to see him fiddling and messing with his cord on his headphones while he's speaking into the microphone. I had to just scream at him right in the middle of it for him to stop.
Timmy's son got some good news, and it involves a big-time Ohio State recruit. Details coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 10-minute slowdown due to a crash in the left lane on eastbound 670 after International Gateway. We've got crews on scene there, and traffic is stop and go from Cleveland Avenue. And there's a 5-minute holdup on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Today, the first day of practice for the Ohio State football team. Head coach Ryan Day says it's all the preparation to get ready for a challenging schedule.
But I can tell you, it's going to be a challenge. So what is it going to force us to do? Be at our best every single day. So we're excited about the challenge. We got some unbelievable road games, and we're going to have to be tough early in the season.
Baseball today, Cleveland Guardians lost their third in a row, falling at home to the New York Mets 13-6. Cincinnati Reds finished off a 3-game sweep of the Athletics with a 6-5 win this afternoon at Great American Ballpark. Columbus Clippers playing at Syracuse tonight. Bo Hostler at 9 under par, the one-stroke lead in the opening round of the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
More Too Hot with Teddy here on a Thursday coming up. Just a little Timmy go pee-pee in the commercial break. It had been a while. Stained. The same stained that would be in the toilet bowl. Bowl full of piss. And we double down with streaks. It's just disgusting, man.
What kind of streaks? Like,
what do you take a wild guess?
Turd
streaks? Yeah, turd streaks. Brown streaks. Not blue streaks. Brown. All right? I was so bothered by this. I had to ask the internet, like, why is this a thing? Why is this a problem? I asked the AI thing.
What the hell is it going
to
tell you?
Let's see. I said, why can't people at work check what they do to the toilet before they leave? And it tells me that people often fail to check before leaving because they are rushed, lack of basic spatial or social awareness, or they assume someone else will deal with it. And the anonymity in a shared workplace reduces personal accountability, making individuals less mindful of common spaces than they would be at home. And it said, would you like some ideas on how to politely address the issue in a communal office note or message to your coworkers?
Timmy, I'm your friend, okay? Mm-hmm. And I put up with a lot of your shenanigans. And most of the time, I agree. I agree with this. However, as much as I'd like to, I don't think it's appropriate for you to write a company-wide email about leaving piss in the toilet bowl.
How are you supposed to deal with the issue?
Well, first of all, someone else should write it, not you. Because you'll start out very professional, then it will just morph into all caps and you're just using slurs at the end.
Oh, come on!
Yes, you'll go crazy.
I might be nuts, but I'm not going to resort to slurs. You should know better than that by now. And I'm not talking about sending the email. There might be some other way, like some signage in the bathroom. Maybe it's just lighthearted.
We used to have signage in the old building. We had this is a no poop zone.
No deuce.
Sign.
Right
above the toilet. Did that stop people from going in there and taking deuces? No. Actually, you know what? Encouraged them. Because it's against the rules, and somehow they get their jollies from that.
What if we do almost like the old discount double check? We put like Aaron Rodgers' photo on the other side of the toilet, and it just says, hey, remember, do a double check. Look behind you. Check to see if everything's clean as a whistle. Maybe we have like are you a good clean boy or a good clean girl? Check to make sure you didn't leave a mess.
I think we should have an attendant stationed outside of each bathroom, like a security guard.
It should be the highest paying
where you
job
walk out
at this place, buddy.
And then they say to you, what you doing there?
You get questions.
Know, oh, I just, you know, right. I was going to the bathroom. I understand, but was it one or two? It was two. Do you not know the rules? That'll be $20. And then you have to pay the fine. It's like kangaroo court.
It's just like it's basically like a fee to go.
Then if the security guard goes in there, notices that you haven't flushed, then he takes you out back and beats the hell out of you.
Well, hold on. Are you fined just for taking the deuce, or are you fined if you don't clean up?
No, these are not.
What's your standard?
These should not be deuce toilets. We have communal toilets upstairs. Go deuce in those toilets.
These are too close to work.
Areas.
Yeah, I know. I know you always felt that way. I wish that the upstairs bathroom was not that way, because the way that we have it down here does seem more private and comfortable for deucing. That's why people do it upstairs. It's a design flaw, is what it is.
But there's a workspace right outside of those bathrooms too.
No, there's not. There's a hallway there and there's a wall. No, there's a wall.
I guess it's not that it's far not away that really though.
It's open area.
No. There is a wall there. It is not the same thing.
Here's the thing. Here's what should be. There should be no more of these communal bathrooms at all. Everybody should be entitled to their proper bathroom dignity and their privacy.
I think we should all agree, though.
Doors that go all the way all right, to the
well,
ground.
That's not going to happen.
I agree.
Let's spend the money.
I agree, but it's not going to happen. I think we can all agree that no one from 10TV should be coming over to our side of the building and violating our bathrooms. They have their own bathrooms over there. We got one guy from over at 10TV comes over 10 times a day to take a crap.
That's it.
He's got to go to the doctor. There's something wrong with this guy.
I at the very least think that, because obviously we're not going to hire a guy. It's too expensive. But if we do have any money in the budget, I'd like to install some kind of electronic system that has an alarm attached to it to where the toilet bowl notices if there's remnants in there, and a buzzer just goes off when that person exits the bathroom.
High-fangled Japanese toilets.
Do they do that?
They got all the bells and whistles.
It's like the toilet bidet that was at the Airbnb I was talking about yesterday. I don't know if that thing was self-cleaning, but it sure cleaned you.
Maybe we we connect the flusher to the lock on the door, where it doesn't unlock unless the toilet has flushed.
And
you can't leave unless you flush that turd down.
If you start to move away from the toilet and you haven't flushed, a trap door system just shoots you straight down to hell. Just all the, I mean, a black pit of
and then a
death
siren,
and despair.
Like a European ambulance. To alert
just
everyone.
Just to let us know that somebody
disgustingness.
Is, someone's vanished.
Yes. Now, you were telling me that you got some good news. Your son got some good news, and it involves a five-star Buckeye recruit.
So, did you see? I thought that Jameer, I think you might pronounce it Jameer Brown, for the people that were up there at Big Walnut, as they tell me, he was going to play, he was going to transfer to Big Walnut up there in Sunbury, right? And Jax, high school now, going into ninth grade, he's playing on the freshman team, and he's super stoked that he gets to dress and be on the sideline, wear the uniform, and be there for the varsity nights on Friday. Their first game, the Bradley Jags, Friday the 21st, on the road at Big Walnut. They got a Big Ten quarterback. They have one of the best wide receivers in the country, but not anymore. Not so fast, as Lee Corso would say. He's going back to his original high school. He's transferred back to Wayne. I don't know what
Didn't
all the reasonings
were. Did he just transfer to Big Walnut?
He did. He just transferred, so he's not even going to get a game in there. So this all is right. Sort of the way that it's happening right now, but Jack is going to play a little bit of defense. Now, he's not going to play on varsity, but this is good news for their team if they're going to have some hopes to go up there and try to get a big road win. I don't know if they'll be able to do that because Big Walnut's going to be very good this year, but for the time being, that's good news. And look, as far as Jameer Brown goes, he's still an incredible prospect. I'm sure he's going to turn in a big senior season, and the Buckeyes are going to be glad to get him. The pipeline of great receivers will just continue here at Ohio State.
Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are heading into contract negotiations with ESPN. It's a contract year for them. Now, for my money, it's the best booth in football. I know that a lot of people don't agree with me.
It's your favorite, huh?
It is. I like the understated nature of what Joe Buck brings to a call. He lets the moment speak for itself, which for radio is not good, but for television, where we can all see it, I appreciate that, not talking over the moment. And I think Troy Aikman, from an analyst perspective, is the best in the game.
And these guys have been doing it for a while now.
They've got good chemistry. They have really good rapport together, good chemistry. Now, I know that he's no Greg Olsen. Right, because
no one is. Nobody's. J.J. Watt's going to be the next. Better than Greg Olsen.
Did you hear
now.
That Greg Olsen lost his number one spot to Tom Brady?
Shame.
That used to be Greg Olsen.
Didn't deserve to lose it.
They took it away.
Yeah, gave him the number two spot because Tom Brady came in.
I know, but maybe
Tom Brady can explain to you how to make that C shape and throw the football. With the C shape?
Maybe stop saying C shape because it's bothering me.
Over
maybe Tom Brady gets injured doing something for wrestling because he's going to do that next.
Is he going to go through with this, whatever this bull crap is?
Idiot.
Did you see the photos of Tom Brady that just came out?
No. What's he doing?
Timmy might get excited. That's all I have to say.
Is he just ripped up, Teddy?
He is, and I'm like, yeah.
Chiseled man.
He is doing his wrestling thing. You look at him, and you're like, he's
doing it. I'm not saying he's not in great shape. I'm not saying that, but there is a certain level of coordination that you need as a wrestler, and Tom Brady doesn't have it. He didn't have it when he was playing. He doesn't have it now. He could do a lot of things well. He'd be the best at a lot of things.
The photos swirling of him, he's wearing like a very small navy blue pair of like swim trunks, and it looks like he's on his yacht. And he's at the shower. He's at the outdoor shower. I got to look at Brady in the outdoor shower.
Yeah, he's got his hand.
Oh, man.
Down his pants.
He does have his hand down his pants. Down. That third one. Way down. He's rubbing his chest.
He's rubbing his chest.
A lot of sand in there.
A lot of sap.
Yucky. We're going to talk about some absolute lunatics. Coming up next. One of those lunatics works here at this radio station. Colin Manning, Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 20-minute slowdown if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and North Broadway. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hot as Fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Greg Fry and the Buckeyes are at Iowa in that 1990 thriller.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, the moisture is increasing across central Ohio with a chance of some thunderstorms overnight tonight, and then a higher chance at 60% on Friday, both in the morning and the afternoon. Overnight lows tonight at 70, highs on Friday in the middle 80s. Some of that moisture may linger in the morning on Saturday, then drier as the day wears on, highs in the middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I am doing a live basement show tonight on YouTube.
Very nice.
Brought to you by my friends at the Lion's Den. And 8 o'clock is when it starts. Obviously, it's great if you're there live because then I can interact with you live if you're in the chat. Mm-hmm. However, if 8 doesn't fit into your schedule, you have to watch it later. That's fine. It'll be there. Just subscribe to Common Man's Basement on YouTube and join me at 8. My daughter Samantha also will make an appearance. She's very excited to say hello to all of you.
Beautiful. Besides Samantha, any theme? Going to kind of see where it goes tonight?
We'll see where it goes tonight. Yeah, I don't have a theme tonight.
Sometimes that's the best kind.
I just missed our degenerate listeners.
Yeah.
Speaking of degenerates, you know, there are people out there that tell you with a straight face that we should all be setting our air conditioning to 78 degrees.
Well, that's
and
that's
at
nuts,
night,
man.
We should be setting it to 80 degrees.
No.
Because that is what's going to save the Penguins. I don't know. But Bear Mattress did a sleep wellness study. 2,000 people they talked to, 2,000 adults. And they have determined that no one likes that number. Nobody likes 78 degrees. As a matter of fact, it's drastically different than that. They released a study saying the ideal sleep temperature, an average,
can I guess,
across the country is?
Can I guess? Because I feel like I've looked this up before. It's supposed to, because like, I like it colder, like actually cold.
You know who else likes it cold? Your body. You sleep better when you're cold.
Yeah, there's science behind that. 64 degrees.
67 degrees.
67 degrees at night, okay.
The average across the country. Massachusetts sleeps the coldest at 63.2 degrees.
Oh, man, send me to Massachusetts.
Meanwhile, Hawaii is the warmest, sleeping at 69.5 degrees. But nobody is above 70. What I like about this, too, is they have 2,000 adults on here. Of the 2,000 adults, not a single respondent said they set the thermostat to 78 degrees. That means two things. A, people are smarter than I thought they were. B, they're not talking to my parents or Dylan Gonzalez.
Dylan Gonzalez is a hot sleeper.
Dylan Gonzalez, who produces T-Bone and Tyvus, sets his thermostat at 78 or 80 degrees, one of those two.
And it's not because it's a cost-saving effort. It's because it's the preference.
I would assume so. Look, my parents, too, when I was growing up, when we had the air conditioning on, which was rare, it was set at 78. And it was a nightmare for me. I'm a guy who runs hot all the time. I can't even tell you. I probably, if my parents set the thermostat lower, I'd be a completely different person. The amount of nights that I would just lay awake in my bed sweating.
It just affected you.
It did. I didn't sleep well.
Well, I mean, those were the years where you were coming into your own and becoming the person that you're always going to be. And if you were pissed off almost every night of your life,
it could have changed.
It explains a lot.
My entire life. If they set the thermostat lower, there were some times where I couldn't handle it. And I snuck out of the room at night and the thermostat was outside my door. And I'd put it down to 77.
That's all you thought that you could get away with?
77.
Without someone noticing.
Just so I can get some fresh air coming out of the vent. Put it down to 77. And I tell you, if I didn't get up before my parents did and put that thing back up to 78.
Man. Oh, my God.
It was like I killed my sister. It was that type of reaction.
Would there be any kind of punishment? Or would you just get yelled at, yelling and screaming. Excruciating morning
just
for you?
Yelling and screaming. And
why is it that most of our like parents and grandparents, they just like it? I mean, I guess it's something to do with your body getting older and you just must always feel cold.
They weren't old then. They were in their 40s and 50s then.
So
and
you know what the ironic part is? What do they do now? Do they have it at 90?
No, I go to my parents' house now. They're both in their mid-70s. I got it at 74.
So they're getting colder
yes.
as they go on. Well, that makes no sense.
And
most people
and of course,
get warmer as they get older.
I don't know if anybody else's parents are like this, but if you ever bring up any sort of grievance that you had in childhood, automatically they don't remember any of it.
Of course not.
I didn't remember that. Are you just exaggerating?
No, I'm not exaggerating. I had trauma from the thermostat. I'm in therapy. I take medication because of the thermostat.
Right. I remember everything, every little detail from my childhood, too. I mean, the type of work I had to do out in the yard, we had like a 2-acre yard. I had to cut that grass. It would take me 3 hours. I was basically a farmer in Northern Virginia, as much yard work as I had to do growing up.
The time that we went to Yellowstone, we drove to Yellowstone, we stayed at motels,
which is fine, except
when your mother comes out of the bathroom with her tits hanging out.
Oh, God, please don't say that.
Just naked.
Yuck! Just call them boobies, please.
But they weren't!
Oh, no!
In my mind, it's still there.
I think this was in Ohio, actually. We would drive back and forth from Indiana. From Virginia to Indiana, we never once took a flight. God forbid, like a D.C.
Oh, I didn't get on a plane until I was 18 years old.
D.C. to Chicago. One of the easier flights in existence, isn't it? We drove every single time. There was one time where we didn't even stay in a motel. We pulled over at a Yogi Bear's Jellystone RV park and just stayed in our minivan.
You didn't have an RV, though. You just
no, we had a Toyota Previa. And we were a family of four. We had mom, dad. Dad's a big guy. Dad's 6'2", 210 pounds or whatever. Me, my sister. We're both tall kids, all sleeping in the minivan. How much could a cheap hotel have cost in the late 90s? $65? The one time we did.
$65?
The one time.
We stay in the Ritz?
Right. The one time we stayed in a motel, we had one king size bed for the four of us to sleep in. I was vomiting all night because I was sick.
We stayed at a Super 8. I think it was $29.99 for the room.
Oh, man. They leave
and
the light on
it
for
was
you?
It was two double beds, my parents in one, me and my sister in the other.
Hey, again, you're lucky if you actually got a bed to share with your sister,
look,
with the whole family in the same bed.
I feel the need to say this. It's just my guilt. I understand this is all first world problems. You got places in this world that don't have running water. You get mosquito bites. You die of malaria. I get it.
Oh, come on.
I know, you don't have to do that. I feel like I have to.
You say it yourself. We understand all that. We know that going in,
I know, we're talking about. I feel the need to say it.
You don't need to feel the need. Feel the need for speed.
Too hot.
Go ahead.
It's too hot with Teddy. What do you got, Teddy?
All right. You guys were just talking about using the bathroom at work. And on Roth and Ice, they were chatting about using a urinal in like a public place. Maybe you're at a game or a concert and a lot of people in there, right? So they were saying, hey, do you get stage fright at the urinal? Is that a real thing? So here we go.
I'm telling you. The stage fright and the urinals.
The stage fright's real. As far as scrolling.
I'm not understanding what you guys are saying about stage fright.
Really?
No.
It's never happened.
At the urinal, I'm just getting in and getting out. I'm not even thinking about it. just what am I afraid of? I guess
it's just I don't know.
They try
not like anybody's
urinal.
Peering over the divider. I don't know.
So what are we afraid of?
It's a great psychology question.
Yeah.
What is it about it? You must feel some kind of self consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your pants are down somewhat. So I mean, it's not like it's normal.
That's a whole nother conversation.
There's a feeling.
What's the other conversation?
People had their pants down, I think, is what he's talking about. You know, and so
that, if I you're think just dropping your pants think, all the way.
What adult has their pants all the way down?
Well, yeah. I think if we're going to like a little basketball diaries situation, Leo DiCaprio's
that's
in
a
stall.
Dirty train station.
That's true.
Come on. And he's in the stall.
You've got some serious privacy there, but why are there two sets of feet down there? What's going on? But I do know, even though I wouldn't say that I am afraid to step up to the urinal at a event or whatever, even when there's no dividers, there should be dividers at every single urinal. Come on. I know what he's talking about. There's like a tingle.
I know.
There's like
I'm
thing that goes down your spine.
It's just knowing
if there's a crowd in there.
That you have to get this done in a certain amount of time. And if you don't, you're holding people up because other people are waiting. And that can affect the performance and the stream ratio.
Yeah. Stream ratio? Or just like the power of the stream.
Let me tell you about the time I really had to go. We were in the mall. Chris and I were in the mall. I said, I got to go to the bathroom. Which rarely happens when we're out and about. She's the one every 15 minutes. Like, I got to pee.
Yeah.
So I go in there and there's nobody else in the bathroom except like a 10 or 11 year old boy.
You got to find that hallway where you have to walk like 600 yards to get to the restroom.
He's
too.
At the urinal and he's got his pants all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think he's too old for this. I think 10 or 11, too old. So it's just bare, naked, 11-year-old boy ass.
But he might be, you know, special needs.
Well,
there might be some other reason for that.
There was only one other urinal, and it was right next to him, and there was no divider, and there was no other parent in there, and I felt uncomfortable going in there with naked boy ass.
Yeah.
But I was ready to piss my pants, is what I'm saying.
So
I had to make a decision.
Did you have to go to the other side of the mall to the next
restroom?
No,
I wasn't going to make it there.
You would have pissed your pants if you waited five more.
I waited.
How did you get to a position just out in public where you're in a spot where if you wait five more minutes, you will just wet your jeans.
It comes on very suddenly. I go from zero to 100 very quickly.
Good thing you weren't walking around with a Lord Stanley cup. Just drinking all day like all the women in this world now.
Lord Stanley. Cup. My wife does.
Yeah.
This huge thermos that she brings with her all the time.
I gotta stay hydrated.
For what?
Sarah has two of them. She takes two of them, and they don't fit in the standard cup holders.
I know.
They're too tall.
All right, more Too Hot with Teddy coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow on eastbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and International Gateway. And watch out for an accident on the shoulder of northbound 315 at 670 causing delay. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Put on SPF 100 because Fresh Time Market has some hot summer savings. Grab deli-style thick-slice bulk bacon for only $3.99 a pound. Buy a dozen Fresh Time organic pasture-raised large eggs and get one free. Find these and more at Fresh Time today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb program brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. I feel a little dirty, Timmy.
Yeah?
Because we have a screen in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have cameras around. We can see ourselves, which is disgusting. And I can see Teddy, got a permanent camera on him. And for some reason, on this feed, I can also see a feed from the 10 TV reporter that's going to be out in the field.
I didn't know we had this.
until just now because
we've had it for a while.
I didn't even know what to do, and I don't know what to do in those 2 minute breaks, but sometimes I don't just sit here staring at the screen. I need to get up, stretch my legs, move around. So I went up there. We have a screen in the front.
I think Teddy just
of our
flipped
studio.
It. Teddy just flipped it on the main
screen.
He did.
I think Teddy just threw it up there.
That's Ava, and Ava works for 10TV, and she's about to do a live shot, I guess, from the Walmart parking lot somewhere. I don't know why.
No, you don't guess. She's in a Walmart parking lot. I don't know which Walmart it is. I don't know what the story is.
She's not on the air, but her camera's on, and we can just sort of look and see what she's doing, and she's talking on her phone, and she's fixing her hair, and there's nothing going on. She's outside. She's in public, but I feel dirty watching.
Yes, it is dirty. I feel like it's George McFly in Back to the Future, hanging up in the tree with the binoculars.
We're not peeping Tom.
She's not changing her clothes,
though.
That's
what I mean. She's standing in public, but I still feel like we shouldn't be watching it.
Yes, it is. It's weird. But it drew my attention because she was doing like some big mannerisms. I thought it was part of the live shot.
Teddy, put it on again so people can see it.
She was laughing and like was kind of talking.
No,
she probably has IFB
in. Talking to the producers.
I mean, she can talk back. Yeah.
Fixing her hair. It's all very nice and good. But anyway, Ava's coming up on 10TV from the Walmart. What is she going to talk about? I don't know. Go ahead and flip on 10TV and figure it out.
Is it the behavior at the Walmart?
I don't know.
Is that what it's going to be about?
It's too hot with Teddy.
Too hot!
What do you got, Teddy?
All right, we were just talking about the urinals and the stage fright. And, Kyle, man, you mentioned how, you know, it can cause a little backup there if people aren't, you know, getting their business done quick enough.
Right.
So Rothman and I, they were chatting about that with Cole, and like they were like, should you have a time limit on the timeout time you're at the urinal? Here we go.
There have been times where I've had to leave the bathroom after not peeing because I'm just like, yeah. After a while, I'm like,
you got to trick your mind, man.
Like, this dude's waiting behind me. Like, I can hear and feel his footsteps, and it's distracting me.
I can hear and feel.
Jason or Freddy Krueger?
I know.
Footsteps.
But I've been sitting here for 2 minutes.
He's getting closer.
I can't just wait forever. It's like, I gotta leave.
They should have a pitch clock.
Yep.
It's like they have at the game. Like, each one.
What time are you giving us, fellas, at the urinal?
30 seconds.
To start or finish?
Well, that's say a lot to that.
Right? I was saying all inclusive, 30 seconds. But I understand how if you've been drinking a lot, it's going to be long. All right, 60.
Yeah.
From the time you step up to the time you flush.
At the urinal, I think that's fair.
Should be enough.
Stop midstream.
Oh, you mean because it takes you 40 seconds to start?
I think you have 30 seconds to start. And if it's
I think if you're midstream, you can exceed the luxury cap and go over.
And if the shot clock goes off and you're not done, you get a pistol whip to the back of the dome.
No, apparently right you feel some footsteps behind you.
Well, apparently they're sneaking up behind Cole and breathing on his neck. I can feel the hot breath on my neck. I got to get the hell out of here. No, that's just a pervert behind you.
I mean, he's talking about like footsteps, like you know Ray Lewis, you know, a linebacker, like going to jar the ball loose.
Look, that's not going to cure stage fright. Is to put a clock up there?
No,
no one will ever go again. You just have a bunch of guys peeing their pants.
And we're gonna pistol whip somebody after that, Maddie? No.
Did he say in the back of the dong?
Yeah, I think he said dome.
Oh, dome. I thought he said dong.
You imagine getting pistol whipped in your Johnson?
Dome.
That's what I thought he meant.
Ouch.
Well, back of the head's better?
Where would you rather get pistol whipped? I think the back of the skull is a lot stronger and a tougher bone than if you are to take the butt of a Glock and do that.
Yeah, but there's a chance you can die when if you crack your skull.
When it's in relaxed state, too. Would it do more damage if it got hit in the relaxed state, or is it like, you know, how sometimes you hear about drunk drivers that when their body's just loose and you can be going 150 miles an hour?
I think relaxed
be totally
is,
fine.
Relaxed is what you want.
My God, can you imagine if it wasn't? If it was the other,
you don't want it.
Jesus,
too hot.
You ever known anyone that had an injury to that? I never have. Somewhere along the line, someone has had to have slipped and fallen on like a nice hardwood floor
while they were hard.
And had a little snappy action.
Snappy the turtle?
That's no good. Oh, man.
Teddy.
All right. How would you like to hear a hot take from somebody?
I would love it.
Yeah.
I love hot takes.
When you were chatting with Rittenberg earlier, you were talking about Penn State and how they're expected to do this year. They're ranked, what, 17th, I think?
They're in the top 20, and this was a six-loss team from last year.
Well, on Bishop and Friends, they were talking about Penn State, and our own Ryan Baker, he had a hot take on Penn State.
I got to tell you guys, other than the schedule being cake this year, I don't believe anything you guys say here. I don't believe in Matt Campbell. I think outside of 2 years at Iowa State, he's pretty much just a 500 coach. We're talking about all these players he brought with him from Iowa State. Mm-hmm. It was an Iowa State team that was 5-4 in the Big 12 last year and finished tied for 7th. I think Penn State is going to regret the day that they got rid of James Franklin, because I think it's really hard to win at Penn State in this current landscape. And I think outside of Joe Paterno, if Joe Paterno was never at Penn State, I wonder what our thought of Penn State would be, because they've never really won anything outside of Joe Paterno.
Well, he was there 50 years, to be fair.
I understand.
He was. That's like saying, I mean, yeah, he was. That's like saying if Bobby Knight was not with Indiana, with Indiana basketball, I don't know what they would have been. They wouldn't have been much, because he was Indiana basketball. Or Coach K at Duke, you know, with a little bit of success before the him, but nothing compared to it. But going after Penn State and Matt Campbell, he's not wrong about the Iowa State stuff, right? I don't know if they're going to rue the day that they got rid of James Franklin, that they're on brighter days.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it was the right move to get rid of James Franklin, but I do tend to agree with him on Matt Campbell. For a long time, he was thought of as like some sort of messiah. He was going to come in and save not just college programs, but NFL programs. And
people's lives. I know it's just by his coaching ability.
Right. He waves his arms.
Healthy. Cancer is cured just because of the play calling.
It's very difficult to recruit and get good players over there in Ames, Iowa. But, I mean, he's got big boy expectations now. And I don't know if he's necessarily ready for that. We'll see.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Joe Paterno,
I completely disagree.
Just because I want to.
I don't know if the noise is too much there that he can't hear me or what. I don't know.
No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
Okay, well, I'll try it again. Yeah, let's absolutely.
Here we go. Can you hear me, Matt?
Coach Paterno, I can hear you great, and I don't know if
can you
hear me.
Up?
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, Coach. I can't talk any louder than this.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, well, why don't we hand, you know, what can I do? I can't, can you hear me now?
That's a good one, but I got another one.
Hold on. He thought he was talking with the Mad Dog. He was on with a guy named Steve Dumig, I believe at WDAE in Tampa is where he was for a lot of years. He passed away. He was a good host, but he thought he was talking to the Mad Dog.
Well,
Joe Pa
are in the afterlife right now.
Man.
Having the same conversation.
Having the interview finally.
So now punting from his own end zone will be Kapanos again. And again, this is a battle of field position. Is that Joe running all the way across the field? Is Joe Paterno in the end zone?
Is he going to the bathroom?
He didn't know.
No, Todd.
That he was going in his pants.
He actually already went to the bathroom. It's funny
you
mentioned
that.
He
thought he was at a Noah Kahn concert.
I don't want to miss a song. This is the one about him not liking his parents.
No likey?
We didn't have the same color pants.
No likey?
Why do we have the same color pants?
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some holdup due to an accident that's on southbound 270's ramp at Morse Road on the East Outer Belt. And there's a 15-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Tonight.
Ben Stiller just landed, and this is what I told him last night.
Wait, whoa. And I told him last night.
Yeah.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is a Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common man Timmy, happy Thursday to you.
It is a too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy, do you have any more audio to dazzle us with?
There we go. I can play you something here from T-Bone and Tyvus, and I wasn't aware of this, but obviously, you know, Spider-Man, what is it, Brand New Day?
Something right? Home Now, no. Here I Am at Home.
Too many.
Brand Come new Home day. With Me.
Too many Marvel
it's,
movies.
It's, you know, making billions of dollars, right? So Dylan was telling the guys that there's another way that you can watch the Spider-Man movie. Here we go.
Speaking of Marvel movies, you don't need to go to the movies to see Spider-Man. I watched the whole thing on Twitter.
What?
Yep.
Why?
They leaked it on Twitter.
No, it's leaked in multiple places on Twitter. I was watching it on one stream, Spider-Man, and they shut it down.
Brand New Day.
And then I just went to a different one and finished it on there.
Can I ask?
Look, Tyvus already found it. That. It's been 10 seconds.
Hold on, wait a minute, because it might not work. Nah, it worked. 2 hours and 16 minutes. Man. And it looked good.
Okay.
Ooh.
Can I ask a question? I mean, did you watch it on a computer screen, Dylan, or on your phone?
I airplayed it from my tablet to my TV.
Yes. Was it any good quality? Like, this, was the sound
was
good?
Fine. Yeah, it was they good. Tried to ruin it was a movie.
They ruin movie theaters.
I hate the movie theaters. It's a.
I don't understand you people. I had the same thing with Common Man, where it's like, I mean, you go there, the sound is way better, the screen is bigger than anything you've ever seen, you get popcorn, you get the, like, I like the experience of going to a theater.
Bootlegging movies.
Good old-fashioned pirating.
This is what they're doing on the morning show.
It's still up.
Tim's watching it right now.
It's still active. I got the universe. Burr, 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 burr.
When does Elaine start dancing?
Right. It's actually just a cry
I'm
again.
Bootlegging a movie.
Right. If I'm going to do this, I want to have guys in the balcony and on the floor. Look, and I want headsets so I can talk
like
to them.
I don't like the movie theater. You've heard my reasons why, and I think I've got a pretty good reason why. I was accosted by a woman with a wig who had meat snacks under the wig, all right? Anybody who was in my situation also would not go back to the movies. However, if there's something I want to see, I'm a grown-ass man, I will wait for it to come on some sort of streaming service.
Pay $20 that way.
Right? And I'll do it that way. I'm not going to pirate the movie off of Twitter.
No.
What are we doing here?
A lunatic is going to do that. I mean, this
be
is
good and clean
this
here.
This is taking us back to the days of Napster and LimeWire, whatever that
so
was.
So many computers as a child with LimeWire. Stealing
Dr.
all kinds
Dr.
of music.
Dr. Dre would have come to my college dorm and literally killed me for all the music that we were ripping back in those days.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? in front of all the tracks.
You're taking food off Dr. Dre's table. Look at you.
Guess I took the bread out of Dr. Dre's mouth, but so were like millions of other college students across the country.
Think about
That's
the financial hardship that Dr. Dre was in.
I know.
Because of people like you.
He barely made it.
What do you mean you ruined computers? What does that mean?
Oh, I've downloaded so many songs that weren't
just
songs,
crashed computers.
And it was, just a virus. Three or four computer, family
what?
Computers that I have ruined.
If you're going to work for your music, you got to be open to having some malware, all right? Get at you.
I told my stepdad all the time, man, you must have just clicked something bad.
You blamed it on him?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't tech savvy at all. I'm like, that was my fault, but I'm going to blame it on you because you're the one paying for these computers.
You probably had the Egyptian princes, moving your mouse around. Commandeering your screen.
They promised me $60 million.
All I had to give him was one album that I downloaded. That's
it. Social security number, address.
You better hope you don't download something accidentally on there that
like what?
Gets you arrested.
Yeah, say it.
Like what?
You know. You know.
Too hot!
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
You want another one?
Yeah, come on.
All right, Rothman and Ice.
I know.
They were chatting about, buying, Rothman purchased an off-brand vitamin water, so they were saying.
We were going to say off-brand.
Man, we got a bunch of cheap bastards
exactly.
working here. We really do.
Can you do that and get away with it and still, it tastes great? Here we go.
What's your drink of choice on a thirsty Thursday? We got what? Gatorade, water. What we housing today?
What do I have today? I have an off-brand of vitamin water.
Okay, that'll work. That works too. And I just got straight H2O over here, man. So no,
quality H2O.
Yeah, some of that quality H2O. Yeah. So yeah, all good in the hood today, big dog. Life good for you right now?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I think that there is a difference between an off-brand and a real.
A little different taste to it
in certain flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Not all flavors.
Okay.
Specifically the orange flavor.
Okay. What are you saving? About $1.50 on that?
You're probably saving $3? Oh, more. With a case?
I'm just saying, like, per bottle, what do you think it is? $1.50?
I don't know if you're saving that much per bottle, but it'd be close. Okay. I could do the math on that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what you gotta ask yourself.
I got you.
Are you willing to sacrifice and have a horrible, bitter aftertaste to save a buck? Today the answer was yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm sorry I interrupted. There's two things I love about that.
I don't know why this is. I wish the whole Rothman and Ice
I was gonna say
would be that.
There's two things I love about that. Rothman turned up the white for that, and Ice turned up the black.
What'd you save it on that?
Love it.
Yeah, what'd you save it? $1.50 a bottle?
Bottle, there's no way.
No way. I mean, you're saving $1 a bottle, probably. You're paying for that brand name. That's all you're paying for. So, well, why do you think I'm using the Sam's Club golf balls right now? Same thing as the Titleist Pro V1, about a third the cost. I kid you not. I walk in the other day, and I just have a cup with me, and Maddie, you know, as we, you know, change studios here, is like, hey, what you got? What you sipping on there? And I'm like, water. Yeah, ice water. He's like, oh, good. I said,
yeah, all right.
see you later, Maddie.
Good conversation.
He's just trying to make conversation with you.
Yeah, I know.
I like that about Maddie.
I do too. I wish I had a more, I felt bad about my drink. I wish I had a more exotic drink. You'd think I would have been quicker on my feet to just make it up. Jack Daniels.
For a guy who wants to bring back a beverage mart, you couldn't make up a single drink?
That's right. I wanted the total beverage back.
Couldn't make up anything?
I had nothing.
Let's do
Fanta?
It.
Let's do it again. All right, I'm Maddie. You're you. Walking down. Hey, what's up, Timmy?
How you doing, man?
Hey, what do you got in that cup? What are you sipping on?
Seagram's and Seven.
Oh, good call.
Hey. See you later, my man.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Seagram's and Seven, fellas. Coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight, 2 full hours. Patrick Murphy is with me this evening. Buckeye Camp Day 1 in the books. Tons of sound. Matt Patricia, Ryan Day, James Laurinaitis, Buckeye players, all kinds of good stuff.
All right, Buckeye Show, top of the hour.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I think a C-man drinks Seagram's. You out there on the ocean, working the boats. You think a good seaman has a nice Seagram's and Seven?
What's the matter with you?
Keeps that down below the deck.
You know that the Care Heating cabinet. And Cooling paid for the sponsorship on this segment, and you're doing this.
Oh, the segment that you allow me 20 seconds to cram a stupid story down your throat. Nobody cares about.
You're already late.
It's the show's over. Just eating into Beam's time.
Go ahead.
Let's do
10 more minutes.
He's still here.
Still got Beam time.
Oh, you know what? We had a giant centipede.
Ooh.
Scurry across the floor here in the building today. Me and Skip Mossick were there to see it.
I'd run out.
I felt like... Remember Steve Martin in Planes, Trains when him and John Candy like are sleeping with each other? He's like, those aren't pillows. And he gets up and wiggles. Whoa, Bears got a good team this year. Yeah, Bears going to go all the way.
If production Bob was here, he'd pick it up, French kiss it, and put it outside.
Oh, he's a little bug. Don't hurt the bug.
He wouldn't eat it. No. That's his friend. Remember the one time we had a cricket in here and like named it and was petting it?
When I tell you
his name was Earl. He was very sweet.
Speaking of Earl went to die. Earl had to die.
I killed
that thing dead.
Good. All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute delay due to an accident blocking the right lane on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Sawmill Road to 161. There's also a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.